Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, good morning, good morning, and welcome to God's Resurrection Power Church of Christ Ministry. My name is Apostle David Callender. I'm your host, and Holy Spirit is our overseer. We are a Bible-believing ministry that is teaching, preaching, and reaching the lost souls of this sin-sick world for the kingdom of heaven in the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord. And we are on Monday to Friday from 11:30 a.m. Eastern Standard Time until 3:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time until when the Holy Spirit hang us up. And Saturdays from 12 p.m. Eastern Standard Time until 4 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Sundays from 11 a.m. Eastern Standard Time until 3 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. We are excited. We are delighted that the Lord has blessed us one more day. One more day to be in the land of the living. Oh, glory to God. And we are so excited that we are not in the ground, but we are above the ground. Hallelujah. And we have an opportunity to praise him, to glorify him, and to exalt him. Truly, he is worthy of all exaltation. He's worthy of all honor and glory. Hallelujah. If I had 1,000 pounds, I could not praise him enough for all that he has done for us, all that he's doing for us, and all that he will do for us. As long as we stay obedient to him, he will continue to bless us with more than we can handle. And we are thanking God. We are praising God. Because he loves us. God loves us. How we know that? Because he gave his life. He gave his life on the cross. And he was nailed and pierced. And he was abused for all iniquity. We just so excited. We are going to head out now. Hallelujah. We just finished putting this thing together. We are excited that God is here with us. He said he never leave us or forsake us, that he'll be with us even on to the end. And because we know this, that he is a God that cannot lie, we trust him and we depend on him. We rely on him for everything that we need because he is our God. He is our Savior. He is our Redeemer. He is our Shepherd. Hallelujah. He is the Good Shepherd. He is the one that we trust and the one that we obey. Glory to God. Let me put the seatbelt on. We trust and we obey him. We depend on him. We rely on him to do for us what we can't do for ourselves. He is God all by himself. Hallelujah. Father, we just ask today that you will bless the airways, O God. Bless the airways as the apostle and bishop get ready to come on. Bless the airways, O God. We know the airways is blessed because you blessed it. You made the airways. You are a God of mercy and grace. And God, you give us what we don't deserve, and what we deserve you don't give to us. Lord, you give us mercy when we should have death, O God. Lord, you give us peace when we should have confusion. Lord, we just thank you right now. Lord, we ask you to bless, oh God, bless, continue to bless. Bless, oh, Prophetess Millie's sister, Lord. We know that she's going through, Lord, but in the midst of all that she's going through, God, you are still God. You are still Savior. And we honor you right now, Lord. We know there's many that are hurting, many that are suffering from all types of illness, oh God. Even our prophetess Misha, Lord God, she is going through. But Lord, I was so glad I see her yesterday. She had a picture. She took a picture. I know how she does this stuff. She riding a motorcycle and take a picture of herself. I was praying for her. But your Lord God, she was out there and she said, I got to get out because it's so hot. And she was out riding her motorcycle. I said, Lord, I just thank you, Lord, that she's pressing on in faith. In spite of, Lord God, all that she's going through, Lord, she is still trusting you for the miraculous healing, God. And we are believing you. We are believing that you are healing her. We are believing that you are restoring her. We are believing, oh God, that you are convicting her, oh God, to live holy, oh God, in spite of what's going on in her body, oh God. She knows you as healer. She knows you as deliverer. She knows you as restorer, God. And we praying today, God, that as you saturate this atmosphere with your presence, oh God, oh mighty God, that somebody would hear, somebody would receive, oh God, somebody would experience your anointing that destroy yoke, oh God. Lord, somebody would discover, God, that you are the supplier, oh God, that you are the one, oh God, that heals, delivers, restores. Oh God, the one that comforts, the Lord, the one that does all for us what we can't do for ourselves. And we thank you, Father. We thank you, Father. We ask you now to rain down on this land. Rain down righteousness on this land this morning, oh God. Rain it down. Rain down on us, oh God. We are breaking up the fallow ground this morning. And we ask you, oh God, to rain down righteousness, because, God, we are waiting on you, Lord. We know no one else can rain righteousness but you, God. You are the holy God. You are the faithful God, the miraculous God, the sovereign God. Oh God, we just pray this morning that you touch this bishop, you touch this apostle, and you touch this man and woman of God, oh God, that has given all to praise you, to honor you, Lord. They have submitted and committed, oh God, to worshiping and praising you, Lord. And we ask you, oh God, now to rain on them right now. Lord, touch their eyes, touch their ears, touch their, oh God, touch their lips, oh God. We pray this morning as they see and hear, they will speak, Father God. Lord, oh God, we ask you to stir up the gift that's in their belly right now, God, and cause them to be like fire, oh God, that as it come upon their town, it'll become the pen of a ready writer, oh God, to write on the parchment of our hearts, oh God. We ask you, Lord Jesus, to do it right now. Do it right now, Lord. Do it, God, because we are waiting. People are waiting all over the world. They're waiting to hear from you this morning, God. People are hungry and thirsty for righteousness, oh God, and it only comes from you, God. It only comes from you. So we ask you, God, this day to pour it out. Pour it out, oh God. Pour it out on us, oh God. We are seeking your face, oh God. We are seeking your face, and we are seeking to hear from you. We want to hear from you, Jesus. We want you to speak to us. We want you to speak to us, Jesus. Lord, we want you to, oh God, stir up us, oh God. Cut us this morning, God. We know you can cut us and you can heal us, oh God. Lord, you said you make alive and you put to death, Lord God. But Lord, this morning we ask you to put alive, oh God. Bring new life in us, oh God. As this word come forth this hour, Lord, I feel your Holy Ghost. As this word come forth, God, let it come forth, oh God. Oh, God, without any hindrance, God, we speak to every satanic power, every demonic power, every sorcerer, every witch, every warlock, every soothsayer, even those that work in juju, God, we come against them right now in the name of Jesus, and we release the light of God over this line right now. We release it right now, God. Lord, we ask you to shine your light on us. Shine your light on us, oh, God. We don't want to walk in darkness. People are walking in darkness, even though the sunlight is shining, God. People are still in darkness, and we ask you, oh, God, to shine the glorious light, oh God, that make crooked places straight and rough places plain. Oh, almighty God, we ask you to touch this morning, God. Touch this morning, God. Cause your word to come alive. Quicken your word this morning, God. Quicken your word in the atmosphere, God. Quicken your word in the atmosphere. Let it be quick in the atmosphere, God. Oh, my God, I ask you right now, God. Pull down every satanic force right now. We pull it down right now in the name of Jesus. We pull it down, Satan. We pull you down now in the name of Jesus. And glory to God, we just thank you right now. Lord, I just feel this word is coming forth with a fire. I feel the fire of God on the word this morning, Jesus. Yes, Lord, so yes. We release the bishop and we release the apostle right now to come forth and do what they only them can do, the way they do it. In Jesus' holy name we pray. Come on, come on, come on, apostle. Come on, bishop. I'm going on mute. Come on, come on.
Praise
in
God.
Jesus' name.
Glory.
In Jesus'
glory
name. In Jesus' name.
Bless your holy name.
In Jesus'
Heavenly
name. Oh, in Jesus,
glory.
In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Oh, Rabababa. 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 The Spirit of the Lord is very strong on the line. I tell you, bless your bishop. Oh, go ahead. I gotta contain myself. I gotta contain myself. The Holy Spirit is so strong on the line. Glory to God. Thank you.
Let him have his way. Let him have his way.
He's right here in our midst. He's right here in our midst.
Hallelujah.
He's right there. He's right there where you are. He's right there where officers, where deacon is. He's right there. He's right there. The Holy Spirit is right there. I feel the anointing so strong.
Hallelujah.
Woo, God, I got to pull back because the word got to go forth. Come on in, Apostle Bishop. Come on in. I got to go on mute. I got to pull back and let.
Hallelujah. Glory to God. Oh, God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you for blessing us to be here in the land of the living. Another day, Heavenly Father. Oh, Father God, thank you, so much. Hallelujah. Glory to your holy name.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Hallelujah. Today we're going to be doing part four, the unsaved. Oh, glorious Master. Let a lot of somebody, be saved today, Lord God.
Mm-hmm.
In the mighty matchless name of the Lord Jesus Christ.
Yes,
let many, many people accept you as their Savior today, Lord Jesus.
Yes,
oh, for you are the way. You are the way. You are the way maker, Lord.
Yes, you are.
King of kings and Lord of glory. Hallelujah. Glory to your holy name. I want to say good day to everyone on this line. I'm Bishop and my wife is Apostle with the Washingtons from Slidell, Louisiana. Coming to you with this part four of our lesson. Oh, glorious Master. Oh, God, we're filled with the Holy Spirit on this morning.
Yes, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord God Almighty.
Thank you, Jesus.
Oh, glory. Hallelujah.
Mm.
Apostle, are you ready to start? Okay. Okay, Apostle Lynn's going to be ready to start here. Okay, you're going to. Yeah, I understand. Okay, it's open for you.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Glory, glory, glory to God. We thank you, Jesus. We're so grateful, God.
Yes, Lord, yes, Lord.
For our Lord and our Savior, Jesus Christ. Father, for such a great, great, wonderful Savior. Your Son, Jesus Christ.
Yes, Lord.
Oh, our Father, we hallow your name today, God.
Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
And Father, we thank you for the prayers that's gone forth.
Thank you, Jesus.
To our apostle and to those that have already prayed.
Yes, Lord.
The service when we first woke up this morning and we had you on our mind.
Thank you, Jesus.
We know, God.
Yes, yes,
that
yes.
Jesus Christ is the way.
Oh, hallelujah.
We know he's the way. We got to know he's the way.
Yes, yes, yes,
I
yes.
God this morning.
Hallelujah.
They know he is the way. He's the only way for us.
Only way, Lord.
The only way for us to receive what it is that you have, all that you have for us, God. We want all that you have for us, God.
Yes,
all
Lord.
That you have prepared for us, God. I want it all. I don't want to miss out. And I know there are many who don't want to miss out.
Yes, Lord.
There are many who know you, and there are many who don't know you. We got to know him. And today, we're going to do some more meditation on the Word of God.
Yes, Lord.
So, Father, we ask you to let the meditation of our heart, the words of our mouth and the meditation of our hearts be acceptable unto you, O God.
Yes, Lord.
You are strength and our Redeemer. Have your way, Lord, as the apostle
yes.
prayed.
Yes,
God, our
Lord.
Our overseer.
Yes,
and
Lord
God
Jesus.
Prophetess Millie on the line. And
thank Jesus. You, Lord. Thank
Before
you, Lord.
Everybody else gets there.
Yes, Lord.
Lord, we thank you for Deacon Frazier, and I don't know who else is on the line, but we thank God for all of Block Talk family.
Yes, Lord Jesus.
Hallelujah, Jesus. We thank you.
Thank you, Jesus.
And so we're going to get into this word. We're going to meditate today on quite a bit of scripture. We want to talk about how do we know. We're talking about the unsaved. That's the topic.
Mm-hmm.
But how do we really know according to scripture? Mm-hmm. You know, we may have in our minds about how we think we know.
Mm-hmm.
But the Bible is very clear about how we can know, how it's possible to know.
Yes.
Whether people are saved or not.
Amen now.
Whether they are really born again and converted. And there is scripture to back it up.
Amen.
So we're just going to give the scriptures today.
Yes.
As the Lord has said it. Not what we think.
Mm-hmm.
What does God say about the matter?
Amen. Mm-hmm. Amen.
That's what's important.
That's so true.
We think it's what he has said. He said that we will know them by their fruit. He said.
Amen. That we say it.
Hallelujah. So we're going to talk about that too today. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Jesus said we have to be born again.
Yes,
he said that, and we're going to start there. We have covered so much in this series, so we'll be recapping a little bit. You'll hear a little bit of the recap as we go along. We're not going all the way back to the first part, of course not. And so let's start here. Glory be to God. Jesus explained to us, what does it mean to be born again? There are people who refuse to follow Jesus.
Yes.
The Bible tells us about those people, and we're not going to go all the way to all of those scriptures because it's a lot. But we'll kind of scan through just a little bit, but it's all the Word of God. And there are people that have excuse after excuse after excuse,
mm-hmm,
about why they haven't done this or why they've done that. There are many excuses.
Yes.
But Jesus lets us know that he won't accept any excuses.
Mm-hmm.
Not at all. God invites us all to come to him.
Amen.
He invites the poor. He invites the sick. He invites us no matter what condition we're in, no matter where our mind is. God invites us to come. There are many who are called to serve the Lord Jesus Christ, but the cares and the pleasures and the lust and the deceitfulness of riches, they become as stumbling blocks. They become as things that will keep us separated from the Lord. They are like those thorns that choke the tree, the thorns that choke us, the thorns that choke beautiful flowers. Beautiful things can be choked by things that's not relative to that plant or those flowers or those people. If it's not relative, it can choke. It can deceive. It's like the tree we talked about that Jesus cursed. That tree was not bearing fruit.
Amen.
And God tells us that as Christians, we must bear fruit. There must be evidence of the fruit of the Spirit. But all the cares of the world will choke our walk with God. No care of this world can be as important as a total giving up of ourselves to Jesus Christ. Yet many people put their houses, their land, their jobs, their vehicles, brothers, sisters, fathers, mothers, wives, and children, and many other cares of this life before Jesus Christ. Many are called to salvation, but only a few are chosen.
Amen.
Isn't that what the word says? Many are called to serve the Lord Jesus Christ, But as I said, all of the pleasures of the world can cause us to stumble, can cause us not to truly be born again. And so we're going to take a look at all of these scriptures, because he said, not we said, we're talking about what God said today. So let's look at Luke chapter 14, verse 21. So that servant came and showed his Lord these things. He showed his Lord that he had invited many to come, but they all made excuses and would not come. And the master of the house, being angry, said to his servant, "Go out quickly into the streets and lanes of the city and bring in here the poor, the maimed, and the halt, and the blind." That's in Luke chapter 14, verse 21, Deacon Frazier, because he always asks for the scriptures. Will God choose someone else in your place because you're too busy to follow Jesus? That's a question we can ask ourselves. Who had made the statement, "I have bought"? You see, their mind was on God, was not on Jesus. They talked about what they bought. It was on prospering in this world. Let's go here. I wasn't going to go here, but the Holy Spirit is leading me to go here. Let's do this, because we want to get a full picture here. We don't want to get a halfway picture. We're just going to be patient, and we're just going to read it all. Amen. We're going to read all the scriptures. Hallelujah. Yeah. What it's doing is Jesus is saying that we're saying to you today, Jesus is calling, but will you come?
Mm-hmm.
Are you going to remain unsaved? Are you going to remain one that claimed to be saved but is not really saved, or you are one that's not been saved at all before? So Jesus is calling. The question is, but will you come? The question is, will you stay? Once you do come, will you stay, or will we find excuses to leave? Here's excuse number one. Kingdom of heaven is like unto a certain king which made a marriage for his son. That's in Matthew chapter 22, verse 2. A king sent forth his servants to call them that were bidden to the wedding, and they would not come. Again, he sent forth other servants, saying, "Tell them which are to come, behold, I have prepared my dinner. My oxen, my fatlings are killed, getting everything ready, and all things are ready. Come to the marriage." But they made light of it, and it went their ways. One to his farm, another one to his merchandise, and the remnant took his servants and entreated them spitefully and slew them. But when the king heard of it, he was wroth or angry, and he sent forth his army, destroyed those murderers, listen, and burned up their city. Then says he to his servants, "The wedding is ready, but they which were bidden, were called to come, were not worthy. Go you therefore into the highways, and as many as you shall find, bid to the marriage." So those, or call them to the marriage. So those servants went out into the highways and gathered together all as many as they found.
Hello.
Both bad and good, and the wedding was furnished with guests. That's in the book of Matthew, chapter 22. Read it for yourself. So many made excuses. They refused to come to the wedding. This is what the unsaved do. and they don't know how important it is to be saved. Because if we really know how important it is, and that it's because our souls need to be saved, and it's because there is going to be a time when everything in this earth is going to be over. The system of what we're seeing here is going to be over.
Amen.
Jesus is going to come and destroy this place and set it on fire. And so if we have not decided that we are going to live for Jesus Christ, then when everything gets burned up, there will be a judgment for those, and it's a harsh judgment. God is the judge, the righteous judge. That's right. That's right, Bishop. And he has every right to throw those in the lake of fire who decided that they weren't going to follow him at all costs. So they make excuses and they refuse to come to the wedding. Personally, I don't want to miss it. I've already received my invitation, and I want to be at that wedding. These we're talking about here, when we look at the text and really get the understanding, these are these older people. They own things. They were comfortable. These were settled down in their ways. You know how people get settled in their ways? I like my life the way it is. I'm comfortable the way it is, and I'm not about to change anything now. These are the ones that don't even consider going to the wedding. They don't even make an excuse. They just said, you know what? I don't need to go there. I've been to a whole lot of weddings. I've gone to a whole lot of different celebrations. And right now, where I am in my life, I'm good. These did not even make excuses. They persecuted and they killed God's servants. And they make no excuses. They just were murderers. The older a person is, the harder it is for them to surrender all and follow Jesus. Many people think that's, oh, no, Apostle, that can't be true. It is, though.
Amen.
Because we get settled in our ways, and we can only see it one way, our way.
Mm-hmm.
But we're talking about the way himself today, the way, the truth, and the life, Jesus Christ. Without him, our way means nothing. We're zero without Jesus Christ. You see, we are involved in the spiritual warfare here. We're involved in warfare that we can't even see. Some of it we have not seen and will not see. But God sees it all, and he knows what we're facing. He knows the reason why people don't just receive him the way they should.
Amen.
So there's another scripture in Luke chapter 14, verses 16 to 24. Then said he to them, a certain man made a great supper and did many and sent his servant at supper time to say to them that were bidden to come, for all things are now ready. Again, he's telling them it's ready. And they all, with one consent, began to make excuses. The first one said to him, I have bought a piece of ground, and I must go and see it. He's saying, I got to do this. I pray you have me excused. And another said, I have bought 5 yoke of oxen, and I go to prove them. I pray you have me excused. And another said, I have married a wife, therefore I cannot come. No, indeed, I'm going on my honeymoon. Oh, no, I'm not about to leave that to come follow you, Jesus. So that servant came and showed his Lord these things, and then the master of the house, being angry, said to his servant, go out quickly into the streets and the lanes of the city and bring here the poor. See, I went back up to let you see all these people and how they made excuses instead of skipping over it. The master of the house, being angry, said, go get them quickly. Go into the streets and the lanes of the city and bring here the poor, the maimed, the halt. and halt the halt and the blind, and the servant said, Lord, as you have commanded, and yet there is room. And the Lord said, see, he's saying there is room. There's always room for more. Amen. Father, you are not a room. He said, in my mansion, in my house, in my father's house, there are many mansions. There are many rooms. There's room for all who come into Jesus Christ to follow him. There is room for you in the kingdom. Amen. So the Lord said unto the servant, go out into the highways, the hedges, compel them to come in. That means do all you can to get them convinced that they need to come. They don't want to miss it. Compel them, tell them, urge them, beg them to come, because this is about their life. This is about their soul. This is about them being saved and born again and to be able to partake in what Jesus has already prepared for us. That's what he's saying. Compel them to do it. And God is saying that my house may be filled. For I say to you that none of those men which were called or bidden shall taste of my supper. Oh, my God. Many have been invited to the marriage feast also, but they will not come.
Jesus.
There's the warfare. The devil is fighting them.
Yes,
they don't even know they're hearing the lies and the deception of the devil. The devil is letting them know, it's all right. You got time to do that. You got time for all that. Ain't nothing about to end right now. You got plenty of time. Go on and do what you got to do, and you can still have what he says you can have. Because God is a loving God. God
is
a kind God. And all of this is true. But he's given them, the enemy will talk like that. So you can say, you know what, that is the truth. He's long-suffering. He's a faithful God. I know he loved me. I read it. He loved me. Some of them have never read the word. And some of them have, like the older ones. Some of them know. You know, the middle-aged people. Some of them know. Even little children are learning the word of God. But here's the thing. It's more important. You know, the enemy is saying, it's okay. Go on, get married. Go to your honeymoon. Go on, go take care of your job. Go take care of everything. God will wait. God is patient. This is how he talks to people.
Jesus.
But see, this is not what God is saying. God is saying, you need to do it right now. I have command. These are my commands, and I'm saying you need to do it right now, because we talked yesterday. We all know without even saying so that time is of essence. We don't know when the last day will come.
Amen.
So he said unto another, follow me. Say, Lord, let me go first and bury my father. Jesus said to him, let the dead bury their dead. Oh, wow. That's speaking a whole lot right there. Let the dead bury the dead. They're dead. They don't know me. They're dead. Let them bury the dead. Because when you don't know Jesus, you're dead. Because your soul is not alive. Talking about the unsaved.
Bishop.
So they had just bought things. They got married. Their whole life was for them. They did not want to change. These people weren't ready to change. They wanted to do what they've been doing. And he said to another, follow me. Come on. Jesus said, let the dead bury the dead, right? Go and preach the kingdom of God. First go and say farewell, which are at home. Say farewell to my family, he's saying, at my house. And Jesus said to him, no man, having put his hand to the plow and looking back, is fit for the kingdom of God. Ooh, that's some strong language right there.
My Lord.
Fit for the kingdom of God. You see, these right here, what we just read about in this scripture. Maybe it sounds like more like you got the young people, the old people, the very old people. You got different generations. But here is showing us that they all have excuses. The young people got excuses. The old people got excuses. They all got excuses.
All right now.
They are not tied down. They're not going to want to be tied down with being uncomfortable, leaving my family. Uncomfortable. I'm not comfortable with that. I'm not comfortable with going places and doing things, doing what you asked me to do and leave my family. I'm just getting married. I'm not about to leave my new wife. All this stuff. I just bought some land. I got to make sure everything is taken care of with my new land. I got to make sure everything is taken care of with my new house. All these things are excuses not to follow the way himself.
Jesus.
We hear the invitation to follow Jesus. We give it every day on this line. They did not say no, but they did not say yes, the ones we just read about. Yeah. They don't know. You know, I'm not going to say no, but I'm not going to say yes yet because the devil is telling them, you got time. Go ahead. Take care of your business. God's going to excuse you. It's all right. He's still going to love you. The Bible says he got everlasting love. Have you read? See, the devil know the word of God. And he'll give you the word of God.
From Genesis 1 to Exodus up to Revelation 22, he knew every word in there.
He knows it.
He knew every word.
So when Jesus calls you to do something, absolutely no excuse is acceptable. Not even burying the dead. Not even going to the funeral.
Oh.
They're already dead. They don't know it, though. They don't know it.
And the person with the honeymoon don't realize it's going to be internal gloom.
Right. None of them do. They don't.
Oh, my God.
But some of them do know about hell. Some, you know, many of the unsaved have read it. They say they believe.
Uh-huh.
But they still make excuses. We still trample upon the grace of God. We talked about it yesterday. You see, many want to hesitate and go their own way. I got time. I'm young.
Let me educate you.
Sure. Go right ahead, sir.
When I was young, there was a record. I don't know who put this song out. And it said, the words in the song said, if my youth to the devil and my old life to the Lord. My grandmother said, who told them that they're going to live to be old? And who told them? Yeah, you could give your youth to the devil and your old life to the Lord. You know, you put the Lord on hold. My grandmother was a wise old woman. She said, just common sense. Who told you you was going to live to be old? You might die tomorrow, you know, or today. You
Amen.
Never know.
That's right.
Give your life to the Lord Jesus Christ. And you find out you will be happy.
That's
we'll
right.
get to that at the end of this lesson. Oh, yes.
Amen.
Hallelujah. I'm sorry.
Don't be sorry. The Holy Spirit gives you something to do.
Yes,
to you.
Don't
say that.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Let me get back.
Oh, glory.
So people want to hesitate. They want to hesitate and say, I'll do it later.
Uh-huh.
It's very important that we listen. My God, listen for God today. Do what
yes,
you need to do for day to day for your soul. We can't stress it enough.
Mm-hmm.
It's very important that we follow Jesus at all costs. Because if not, there will be eternal damnation. These are the messages that we don't hear a lot. Because the enemy does not want you to know how terrible it's going to be. He doesn't want us to have understanding. He doesn't want us to really understand what these scriptures mean. They, to some people, it's just words. Mm-hmm. And I've read about God. Some of the unsaved, I've read about how God will come back and God will forgive his people. He'll throw our sins into the sea of forgetfulness.
Mm-hmm.
That's what the Bible said.
Mm-hmm.
So I can
I can have my cake and eat it too, and then I can still be saved. I got time. I'm young. I got time to do what I got to do. And, you know, but do you really have, how do you know how much time you have? And the older people feel like, you know what, I did good in my life. I raised my children, and even if they didn't have children, I gave to the community. I did this, I did that. I'm good. I'm all right. Thinking that, and some of us have been taught now, they have this teaching that there's more than one way to God. That's not so. There's only one way to God, and that's through Jesus Christ.
Hallelujah.
There's more than one way. Just do good. Just work hard. Do everything you need to do for your family. Do everything you need to do for your neighborhood. Do everything you need to do for yourself. And we think that's enough, but it's not. What's enough is to follow the one who's more than enough.
Hallelujah.
More than enough is Jesus Christ. Amen?
Yes.
And he will lead us to where we surely want to be.
Yes.
I know if people, when people really believe that there really is a hell, if you really believe there is a hell, then why live like you don't know there's a God? It makes no sense to me. You really believe that there's hell and damnation for sins that are not repented of, but yet we continue to commit those same sins thinking that there's some other way that we're going to be all right. We're going to be okay. God knows our frame. God knows that I'm merely dust. God knows that I'm going to mess up. God knows that. Yeah, he does know that. But he's telling us what we need to know so that we can get where we need to go. He's telling us what we need to know. God knows all about us. But he's saying that we got to make up our minds that we're going to follow him no matter what. So anyway, we cannot hesitate to do something else other than what God says. When Jesus calls us to do something, absolutely no excuse is accepted. I say it again. No excuse is accepted, Apostle. So those who want to hesitate and go say farewell, go to their house, do what they got to do, take care of all their business, Jesus is saying to them, stop all that. I got what you need. Come and follow me, and your family is going to be taken care of. Everything for your life is going to be taken care of. God is not going to have you in lack. He says he is your shepherd, and you shall not want. When we give all to God, God is going to give all he promised to us. So if we look back rather than look ahead to Jesus, then Jesus had said, and you heard me read it, he said, we are not fit for the kingdom of God. He said that. Hallelujah. And this is the condemnation that light, and this is the condemnation that light, Jesus the Word, is come into the world, and men love darkness. The ways of the world, the ways of Satan, the ways of sin, rather than light, Jesus the Word. Because their deeds were evil. Of John. He's saying their deeds were evil. Their mind and their heart were set on things and the ways of this world rather than on the world to come, the unsaved. So they did not love the word of God, which is Jesus. He's the word. We got to love him. We got to honor him, obey him. For everyone that does evil hates the light. Look at John chapter 3. I'm in the book of John right now. Look in John chapter 3, verse 20. Everyone that do evil hates the light. That means they hate God's word. That means they hate Jesus. Neither do they come to the light. They will not listen. They will not read. And they will not do the word. The word is Jesus. Lest his deeds, the things he does is what his deeds should be reproved. should be exposed, made known for what they are, which is evil. That's what John is saying in chapter 3, verse 20. That will not come to the light. The Bible calls them stiff necks, uncircumcised in the heart and ears. As it is written, you all always resist the Holy Spirit. That's in the book of Acts. He said, you always resist the Holy Spirit. Book of Acts, chapter 7. My God. And he said,
amen.
He that resists me and receives not my word is one that judged him, the word. Not my word. Jesus is saying my word. You don't listen to my words. You listen to yourself. We listen to the enemy. The enemy of our life is the flesh. It's one of our biggest enemies, the flesh. Because the flesh is going to listen to what the devil says. It's going to listen to what it wants to have. And it's very strong. Amen? That flesh is very strong. That flesh comes at us and tells us, you can have it, you can do it, and you'll be all right. Jesus says to follow him. Follow me, he said. Say, Lord, suffer me, the man said, first to go and bury my father. Your father is dead. And surely we grieve when our loved ones die. We grieve. But God is the word of life. God is over all. God said, let the dead bury the dead. Come on and follow me. Everything else will be taken care of. Believe me, God's going to make sure that people that are left behind, guess what? The father still was going to be buried. That was still going to happen. While we do God's business, he's doing our business.
Yes,
if you leave home, God's going to take care of your house. If you leave home to go do something for the Lord, you're going to come back and find your house to be okay. Everything is going to be all right. Why? Because God has his angels charged. He's given them charge over you to take care of your business, take care of that God gives you to help us. He gives us all we need when we follow him. Amen? A person who says, I have to clean up my act first is resisting God. You can't clean up your own act. You can't clean yourself up. You can't save your own soul. Only Jesus can do that. We got to be clean by the word. Hallelujah. We got to be washed through baptism. Hallelujah. Washed by the blood of Jesus Christ. We got to go down in the water, hallelujah, and die and come back up, hallelujah. That's symbolic of us going. When we go down in the water, we're going to be baptized. We're going down, hallelujah, in the liquid grave, and then we rise up to life, hallelujah. Glory be to God. So anybody that says, I'm going to do my own thing and got all these excuses is resisting God. We got to repent immediately and come to Jesus. A person that will not come immediately, the Lord is telling us today, is not fit for the kingdom of God. If you're going to look back, that woman looked back, Lot's wife looked back, and she turned a pillar of salt. She looked back. God gave her a rescue. God gave them a way out. And instead of her keeping her eyes looking forward and obeying the command that said, don't look back, she looked back. Don't look back on your old life. Don't look back on the things you used to do. Just keep looking to Jesus. But what
amen.
Happened? She perished.
Yes.
She passed today. Come
amen.
To
amen. Thank you, Lord. All right
back.
Now.
Repent immediately. Don't look back. A person that will come immediately, that will not come, is not fit for the kingdom of God. If he calls you and you do not come, you may never have another chance. Today is the day of your salvation. The unsaved need to get saved, and the ones who claim to be saved need to start working out your salvation. Start today working out your salvation and say to God, God, I know I've been rebellious. I know I've rebelled against your word, God. But, Lord, right now, after what I'm hearing right now, God, I know I need to come to you.
Yes.
Lord, God, forgive me, Lord, for all the times that you gave me a word and I didn't listen. Lord, I bow down to you right now.
Yes.
Right now is the time. Because you may not have another chance. You do not know what tomorrow will bring. Goes without saying, I know. Satan puts into a person's mind that other things need to be taken care of first than to follow Jesus later because he's a hater. He hates Jesus, and he doesn't want you to see what God has for you. He doesn't want you to see how great a life you can have in Jesus Christ. He wants you to miss it because he already missed it. He already missed it. He's already a defeated foe, and he wants everybody to go down with him, and he's not going to stop crying to get you to follow him and not to follow Jesus. There's a battle going on inside of a person between truth and evil, truth and lies, bad and good. Satan uses these things, these tactics, these tricks in unbelievers to keep them from surrendering to Jesus Christ right now and from doing what God wants them to do. And while he's trying to keep you from surrendering, believe me, he's trying to kill you. Because he wants you to die when you're not repentant. He wants you to die while you're in sin. So while he's convincing you that it's all right, he's trying to kill you. He wants you to die right now.
Yes.
While you're in that sin, while people doing the wrong things they do, he wants you to just drop dead. That way you be with him in his kingdom. You be with him in the lake of fire. My God. Yeah, they're going to have a hot time. It ain't going to just be in the summertime. It's going to be all the time. And it ain't going to be no fun. It ain't going to be like no hot fun. It ain't going to be no hot fun no more. Some of that fun might have been real hot, but it ain't going to be no hot fun. It's going to be hot misery, gnashing of teeth, screams. Imagine painful screams. It's not going to be no hot fun. It's going to be hot misery. My God, Jesus said, hate me in his word. In other words, Jesus is saying, Satan is going to use all his tricks to get you to not follow Jesus. It's what he does. It's his job. His job is to convince you that it's all right to do what you want to do. That's his job. Jesus wants to lead you in the way of salvation, in the way to better things, in the way to the truth. That's right. And the devil wants to lead you in the way of lies and deception.
Amen.
Satan uses
right.
him
Amen.
In the unbeliever, in a carnal believer. There's an unbeliever and a carnal believer. You heard what I said? There are unbelievers, people who never been saved, and then there are believers, the unsaved believers, they're still carnal-minded. They're still worldly-minded. That's what carnal means. So the first says, you know, again, I say, I bought this land, God. I got to go see about it. Excuse me. And Jesus is not accepting any excuses. He considered the cares of this life more important than following Jesus. He had already seen the land before buying it, yet he made an excuse to justify himself. We make excuses to justify what we do. He excused himself and chose hell rather than heaven instead of life. That's all it is. Hallelujah. So they all gave these excuses. So what we're talking about today is that many are called to serve the Lord Jesus Christ, but the cares and the pleasures of this world causes them not to follow Jesus. a servant, a servant of the Lord. The servants of the Lord come every day. We come every day to this Block Talk Radio, and we give the word that God give us in our belly, which is his word. And we pray that people will listen. We're not talking to people who are been doing the will of the Father. We're not coming down. We don't mean to offend anybody. We just mean to preach the word of God the way it ought to be preached, the way Jesus has said. He said, we're talking about what the Lord said today and every day. The poor must come. The rich must come. Riches won't save us. Nothing we can do but follow Jesus will save us. Amen. You heard the excuses of the people. He invited the poor. He invited the sick. He invited the rich. He invites everybody. So beware lest Satan deceive you and you wither away and fall under the pressure of the cares and the pleasures and the lust or the riches of this life. Falling away is what we have today in the church. The falling away of the church. Don't fall for the tricks of the devil. Never let anything stop you from following Jesus. For if it does, it becomes an idol. Jesus is to be your Lord. Not anything else. Jesus has to be my Lord. Not anything else that God has given me, not anybody else that he's given me for my life, but Jesus has to be our Lord. And what all of those who made excuses and would not come to the great supper, what about them? This is what Jesus said, for I said unto you, that none of those men which were called shall taste of my supper. They were called, but they did not come. So beware of Satan. We are in a spiritual battle. Your eternal destiny is at stake. Your soul is at stake. All right, Apostle.
Well,
I hear you, but I still got time. I'm healthy. I got plenty of time. I don't have no issue. So I'm just going to wait. I pray you don't today. For your life is what Jesus said. Take no thought for your life. Take no thought what you shall eat. Take no thought what you shall drink. This is what he said. I'm giving you what he said. Take no thought for your body, what you shall put on. Take no thought saying, what shall we eat? Take no thought saying, what shall we drink? Take no thought saying, where will we be clothed? Mm-hmm. Take no thought for tomorrow. Tomorrow will take care of itself.
Yeah.
He says, he that loves father or mother more than me is not worthy of me. And he that loves son or daughter more than me is not worthy of me. Come to the Lord today. He that takes not his cross and follow after me is not worthy of me. He that finds his life shall lose it. And he that loses life for my sake shall find it. He said it. You can only find life in Jesus Christ. That's it. Bottom line. God gives us all these examples of people who made excuses, they all said no to the invitation God gave them. Will you say yes today? The first one said they would come. They didn't say no, but let me just do one other thing. They considered coming. The others just considered coming too. I got something else to do, but they still resisted the invitation. That's what this is all about, resisting God, rebelling against God, rebelling against the word of God. Rebellion is as witchcraft. When we rebel, that's what that is. That is as of an Antichrist spirit. We're coming against the Lord. Let me do just one other thing. My God, Jesus, I'm taking my time today with these scriptures. I'm not running on. It's so important. It's for your life. And just like Jesus Christ, we want everybody to be saved. And I need God to keep me straight. I got to stay straight. I got to stay on the straight narrow. I need prayer. I got to pray. I have to fast. I have to fight. I can't give up the fight. Because I want what God has for me in the end of it all. When I leave here, what good is it us coming to Blog Talk or going to church on Wednesday and Sunday and reading our Bible, knowing the word of God, and still be in danger of losing our souls? It makes no sense to say I believe and then do other than what you believe in. It just doesn't make sense. It's just a lie. It's just deception. Amen. Definitely that's a crossed up signal. And we get crossed up by the devil. You can say that again. If we're not following Jesus and carrying our cross, thank you, Holy Spirit, we get crossed up. Thank you, Bishop. We get crossed up by the devil. How people will cross you, how people will be in the back. You know, the devil will make it sound like it's so good, and then after you, he does something to destroy something in your life or even kill, then he'll be saying, gotcha, and he'll be laughing. My God, my God. Why don't you laugh with God at the devil? Why don't the laugh be on him? My God, why don't we just laugh and say, like God said, the Bible says God laughs at the devil. How about if we laugh because you're already defeated? Wow. I'm not going to fall for that. I'm not going to fall for your trick. I'm not going to do this. I'm going to do what God said. I'm not going back. I'm not going to look back. I come too far to look back. I'm going to keep going. And even if you're a new believer, just keep going. Just trust God. Don't give up. Just trust God. No matter what comes, because something is coming. Something is coming. Believe that. But don't give up, because God is the way. He'll make a way for you to be all right. Amen? Amen. Hallelujah. No matter what you own, it's not greater than Jesus. No matter who you know, it's not greater than Jesus. No matter what you have, no matter what it is, it's not greater than Jesus.
No.
Your job should not cause you to disobey God. That job that we have is a job that he gave us, because God even owns every business in this earth. He owns all the money, all the silver, the gold. We all know that. He owns everything. It's not for you. It's not for me. My God is God. He just allow us to have it. Amen? Beware that your job don't cause you to turn from obeying God. You see, in these latest, in this end time, and we are in the latter days right now. We are in the end time days right now. Some don't believe it, but we are. You will do evil. Some will do evil in the sight of the Lord, to provoke him to anger through the work of their hands. Deuteronomy says that. The book of Deuteronomy, chapter 31, verse 29. That they will do evil in the sight of the Lord to provoke him to anger. That's the devil causing it to happen. Beware that your job, beware that people and jobs and things does not interfere with you going to the church services, without going to Bible studies, without witnessing. Beware that it doesn't stop you. The things of the world doesn't stop us from doing what God commands us to do. Beware that your job does not hinder you from selling out totally to Jesus, that what you have on your mind to do for yourself does not hinder you from totally following Jesus. Do not let your job stop you from serving the one who gave you the job. Because then we start to thinking that we did this all by ourselves. I got this job. Somebody told me that one time. I got this job. It did. You got the job all on your own? I got this job. I hit the clock. I do the work. Oh, yeah, okay. You couldn't do it without God giving you the strength to do it. You can't do it without God giving you breath in your body and woke you up with your limbs, all activities of your limbs, and woke you up in your right mind to go do your job. Oh, I got this job on my own. I heard somebody say that. I got this on my own. Jesus, God didn't give me this. Okay. Have it your way. All right. But the Bible says God owns everything. He owns you, me, everybody, and everything. That means he owns that job you own. It's not you're not the owner. We're not the owner. God is the owner of everything. God gave you the job. Now don't let the job take you over. Don't let the money take you over. Don't let anything take you over. Let Jesus take you over. Let him make you over. Let him take you over. Hallelujah. So that you can get over. So that you can cross over. Like we've been talking about. Don't you want to see it? Don't you want to see heaven? Don't you want to see the paradise that the devil stole because he lied? Because he deceived Eve? Don't you want to see what God has, this new paradise? It's coming one day. It's been promised by God himself, and God cannot lie because he's holy. He's a holy God. He will never lie. He can never lie, and he can't ever fail. Hallelujah. Notice the words of these people as we read, if you were following me. Do not allow yourself to go there. Suffer me first to go. Tell them goodbye or farewell. I bought a piece of ground, and I have need to go and see it. I bought 5 yoke of oxen, and I go to prove them. I have married a wife, and I cannot come. I'm just going out over the excuses they make. They would not come. They went one to his farm, another to his merchandise. Beware, beware, beware of the cares of this world. Beware of the pleasures of this world. That's why people are so unsaved. Beware of the lust of the other things and the deceitfulness of the riches of this world. My God, the deceitfulness of people. Satan lies to people's minds and tells them that these things are more important than following Jesus. You don't have to do that right now. You got plenty of time. So Jesus tells us we have to be born again. We got to be born again, y'all. It just doesn't come because we say so. We do so. We do so what the Lord has said. So we got to know them by their fruit. The scriptures have shown us that when a person is born again, he becomes a changed person. Am I right about it? There are many things we can look for that can give us this information, I'll put it this way, that information that God has given us. He has informed us. He's the informer. He's the one that has told us, the informant. He told us, Jesus Christ is the informant, Bishop. He told us, he's informed us already through his word, what to look for that can give us, hallelujah, that knowledge about whether or not people are really saved. Hallelujah. He gives us an indication that change has really taken place, if it's taken place or not. If a person states that he has faith, and he says he has repented and has been baptized as the Bible commands, and no change has taken place, listen, it is because there is some sin he will not give up. It is because there is some sin he will not give up or may not acknowledge there is sin in his life or her life. Many, many times. People just won't admit. They don't want to hear it. They don't want to hear the truth. God's word give us help to examine ourselves.
Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
John chapter 4, verse 6 says, lean not unto your own understanding. Proverbs chapter 3, verse 5. Be not wise in your own eyes. Proverbs chapter 3, verse 7. Fear the Lord and depart from evil. My God, my God. This is what he said. We are of God. He that knows God hears us. He that is not of God hears not us. So therefore, hereby know, we, the spirit of truth and the spirit of error. There's the spirit of truth and the spirit of error. 1 John chapter 4, verse 6 tells us that. I told y'all it would be a lot of scripture today. So in order for a conversion to take place, we need to surrender to Jesus. I know I made that clear. I thought I did. A person needs to humble himself before Jesus, before God's word, and allow Jesus to make the changes in his life, her life. A person is not to resist God or God's word. Instead, a person is to submit to God and commit to God and resist the devil, and he'll flee. A born-again Christian is to let Jesus reign over him and deny himself. Obey the Bible, not Satan's lies that he puts in your mind. Remember, there's a battle going on for your soul. Hallelujah. Deacon Frazier, there's a battle. And we got to fight with the good fight of faith. And Jesus said, the battle is not yours, it's mine. So we give it to God. We just surrender all to God and allow God to, while we fight the good fight of faith, and then God will be pleased with us as we follow him. He's going to lead us all the way to heaven. Number one, let me give you some things. Number one, we're talking about repentance. It means to give up the old and put on the new. Simple as that. One sign we may look for that a person has become converted, born again. Now, I looked all this up, y'all. I did my homework. Repentance means to give up the old and put on the new. There are signs that a person has been converted, born again. A Christian is the one who gives up drugs, alcohol, all the partying, them wild parties. It's okay to have a good time. It's okay to have a good time. Well, we're talking about wild parties. It's okay. God said don't get drunk. I'm not condemning you. I don't condone drinking, though. But God doesn't condemn you if you have a drink. God doesn't condemn us. He's not, you know, but I don't condone the drinking because drinking changes our frame of thinking. So the wild parties, the smoking, people read their astrology, their sign. You know, they go by their signs. They'll tell you, I'm Sagittarius. I'm Aquarius, you know, and all this stuff. And God is against astrology. Astrology is also considered willful sin because it's against the laws of God, all this horoscope stuff. But God, we thank you, God. Hallelujah.
Yes, yes, yes.
That we were, past tense, the servants of sin.
Mm-hmm.
We have obeyed from the heart that form of doctrine which was delivered, that you delivered, that your Bible gives up. That's what Romans chapter 6, verse 17 says. Yield your members, your body, servants to the righteousness unto holiness. There is, therefore, no condemnation to them which are in Christ Jesus, the saved ones, who walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit. Romans chapter 8, verse 1. He that has my commandments and keep them, he is that who loves me. If he live after the flesh, you shall die. That's what the Bible says. Know you not that you are the temple of God and that the Spirit of God dwells in you? If any man defile or cause to wither or destroy, that's what defile means, the temple of God, he shall be destroyed.
Amen.
Look it up for yourself in the book of Corinthians. First Corinthians. Look it up. chapter 3. Mm-hmm. Read it. It's good to read all of the Bible. You see, astrology is an abomination to God. Many people are reading their horoscopes. Do not even look at the horoscope. You know what? Some things pop up on my phone, and I hurry up and get it off. When I'm searching online for certain things, I say, oh, no, I'm not looking at that. The enemy will cause pop-ups to come on your computer, pop-ups to come on your phone. If you like pornography, there'll be pop-ups coming up. If you try to do any kind of wrong you do, believe me, they'll have some pop-ups. If you used to be a gambler, these games will pop up so you can start gambling every day. The slots pop up. The slots going to pop up. You know you can gamble online, right? You can gamble online. You can have computer sex, I call it, cyber sex. You can have cyber sex and all of that. That's against God. My God, pornography and all these things are against God. And we can do them and think it's all right. So astrologers, they look at their horoscope. They stand up and do all the things they want to do and be bold about it. And if you try to tell them it's wrong, they'll laugh at you. They'll tell you you're a Jesus freak. They'll tell you there's nothing wrong with that. What's wrong with reading the horoscope? Ain't nothing wrong with that. They don't think anything is wrong with cyber sex. They don't think anything is wrong with getting drunk. They don't think none of that's wrong because it's my life. I do what I want to do. Well, if people are doing that, it's a sign that they're not saved.
Isn't it true?
If you have gone and served other gods and worshiped them, if you worship the sun, some religion, moon, astrology, you go to astrology instead of to God, it's an abomination according to the word of God.
My God.
It tells us in the word of God that they will die. Astrology is a form of denying God that is above.
Yes.
Only God is above. You don't hear people talking about astrology in the church. You got pastors reading their horoscopes. We're supposed to read the Bible and get our knowledge from the Bible, not the horoscope, not Mother Annie, not go to Mother to read your poems.
Jesus.
Not go fooling around with no Ouija boards.
I'm telling you.
My God, that stuff will curse your life.
Yes,
not going to the sorcerers.
Jesus.
I need a word. And go to some mother. Go to some mother to get a word.
My.
That we cause our life. And if you have done it, repent of it.
Amen.
If you have gone and read, been involved with some Ouija board stuff and palm reading, tarot cards, astrology, all of this stuff, horoscopes, repent. Say, God, first time I heard it was a sin. I didn't know, Lord. Or if you did know, it's still time to repent while you got breath in your body and still got the blood running through your veins.
Amen.
Repent. It's not of God. Another sign we have to look for that a person has become converted, born again Christian, is he that has a thirst for the word, a thirst and a hunger for the word of God.
Amen.
And he's excited about hearing the word, excited about Bible studies, excited about sitting and listening to the word of God to learn of Jesus. It'll be never too much for him.
Jesus.
I don't mind sitting. The Bible tells us that Bible study is necessary. He says to meditate on the word day and night.
Mm-hmm.
Jesus says that. If you have a great desire for God, a great desire to learn from God, but if that desire is mighty, then it is. They desire it. They baby's going to cry till he get it. They're going to cry. That baby's home. They're not going to let you get no rest. So you got to be like those babies that need that their mother's rest and need that bottle. My God, hallelujah. And you got to get into the word, tap into the revelation. Hallelujah, glory to God. We want the sincere, pure milk of the word that we grow by. That's the Bible tells us in 1 Peter chapter 2, verses 2 and 3, the milk of the word that we may grow. If so be you have taken that law, the law is great, you are going to want the word of God. If you are really born of the Spirit, as a newborn baby, really good meat, and it's like honey in your mouth. Hallelujah. The word of God just tastes so good. You want more and more, and it's not too long. Yeah. It said if you preach more than a half an hour, people are going to start leaving. People are going to walk out to church. They don't walk out when you're feeding them. They don't walk out as long as the food is coming. They don't walk out if you tell them you got food, come to the church and you got a free banquet. Believe me, they're going to be there. And most people are going to stay until all the food is gone. So they don't have another can of Coke. So they don't have nothing left. They're going to stay. They're going to go to the cooler. They're going to go to the cooler and look for some more. And when they see they don't have no more in the cooler, when they don't have no more food being served, then they'll leave. They're going to stay until it's...
Yes, yes, yes.
Amen. Amen.
She'll be back on in a minute, Deacon. She fall off.
All right, we're back. We're about done.
Mm-hmm.
Just looking at ways that you can tell when somebody is unsaved.
Yeah.
You know, we're saying that we are. Many are saying that we are, but we're really not. Based on what people do, we can see they're unsaved. This is so important because we have to know if we're in the right fellowship.
That's
we
right.
have to know that people are doing, you know, we have to know who we are around. God said in his word, depart from them.
Amen.
Depart from them. Come out from among them. And a lot of people say, oh, they're too snooty. They can't hang with. No, God said, come out from among them. Come out from among the lies. Come
mm-hmm.
out from among the deceit. Come
mm-hmm.
out from among the corruption and the destruction. Come out from among them. Another sign, number three, another sign that we can tell that people are not changed is their attitude toward love. Hallelujah, they're not humble. Their attitude toward obeying, hallelujah, obeying God, toward letting Jesus reign over them, toward them knowing how to obey authority. We will know in John chapter 3, 14, it says, we know that we have passed from death to life. That means
mm-hmm.
the conversion has taken place in the person's life.
That's
they convert
right.
from death to life. Because we love the brothers, really love the brothers and sisters. He that loves not his brother abides in death. He is not saved. Let us not love in word, not in tongue, but in deed and in truth. And hereby we know that we are of the truth. First John chapter 3, verses 18 and 19. My God, my God. We are humble. We humble ourselves The Bible says, humble yourselves. Matthew chapter 18, verses 3 and 4. Go with me. It says, except you be converted and become like a little children, you shall not enter into the kingdom of heaven. Whosoever therefore shall humble himself as this little child, the same is greatest in the kingdom of heaven. Matthew chapter 18, verses 3 and 4. God resists the proud but gives grace unto the humble. James chapter 4, verse 6. You see, all of these scriptures are relative to this sermon. We got to give the word. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Some people may have not read these things. Some people may have not finished reading the Bible from front to back, from Genesis to Revelation. We don't know, but we have to preach and teach as if there are people that don't know. Many of us do know. And those that do know have a tendency to get bored with what they already know. But while you listen to the word, God will give you some revelation.
Amen.
Remember them which have the rule over you, who have spoken to you the word of God, and whose faith followeth their faith. Obey them that have the rule over you. Submit yourselves, for they watch for your souls, as that must give account, as they must give account, that they may do it with joy and not with grief. We got to be cheerful givers. Cheerful givers even in what we do for the Lord.
Praise
cheerfully
Lord.
Come and give the word of God. Cheerfully be a yielded vessel unto God. We got to be cheerful servants. Cheerful. Do you love doing what you do for the Lord? Or do you do it begrudgingly? We're not talking about giving your money. We're talking about giving your life. How does it feel? How do you feel when you got to go give the word? How do you feel when you got to go on a mission trip? Are you just going because you want to come back and talk about where you went? Or are you going because it gives you joy to serve the Lord? It gives you joy to come and preach. It gives you joy, and you're so happy about it. You volunteer to preach the word of God. You volunteer, and you know you're not looking for no money, but you're looking for the blessing of the Lord. You know that you are sowing up. You are sowing up riches in heaven. You are sowing up into the Lord. Hallelujah. You are sowing up into the faith of God. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Going to get a reward, and it's not going to be thank you when you save your money. When you sow your money into the kingdom of God, you are going to get a reward that no bank, no 501 can give you, no 501K can yield you the riches that God can yield to you.
Hallelujah. Yes, yes, yes.
More stock you can have, I don't care if you got billions of dollars of stock, it will not be like what God has to give. He has to give to you salvation. He has to give to you a way out of evil, a way out of the prison of your soul. That's what he has to give to you. And when you give of yourself and not, Jesus said, give, be a cheerful giver. He wasn't just talking about no money.
Amen.
People always put everything, oh, he's talking. No. Whatever you give, be a cheerful giver. If you can't, if you give begrudgingly, it's not going to bless you. God is not going to bless that. He's not going to bless you when you come just because you want to be seen and heard. No, he's going to bless you when you come because, Lord, I love you, and I love to do your will. I love to do it, Father God. And some people are listening saying, that lady must be crazy. Something wrong with her. Something wrong. Because heart surrender is not easy. No, it's a tough job. But are we doing with a cheerful heart? Do we get to the kingdom with a cheerful heart?
Yes.
I'll preach. about me and my Lord and the relationship I have with him. I want him to know how much I love him. I want
yes,
him to
yes.
know I'm available. I want him
hallelujah.
To know, hallelujah, that the gifts he's put in me, I'm willing to use those gifts to glorify, to magnify his holy name. That's what I want to do.
Hallelujah.
Nothing to do. I don't come for apostle. I love my brother.
Mm.
But I thank God he's given me the opportunity to come and use this gift that he's put in me for his glory. Hallelujah. All you got to do is be willing. That's all we got to do is be willing and watch God bless your life and you're storing up treasure in heaven. My God, my God. You're going to get that sign one day. Remember.
My.
Get obey God. Yes. Jesus, I love you. Just tell me what you want me to do. What have you done for God lately? That's the question we're going to ask. Holly, have you just taken some time to examine yourself, examine your ways? Have you taken some time to sit down and say, Lord, what is it, God, that you see in me that's to do what's right. Hallelujah. But when we do things, a lot of times we think, oh, I'm doing a favor. I'm going to do a favor for a pastor. Oh, no, no. You're supposed to be doing it for God. For the Lord. Hallelujah. When you have opportunities to come and bless us, bless the Lord. When you have opportunities to come and bless your brothers and sisters, bless your brothers and sisters. Glory.
Jesus.
Another sign we can look for that we get attended. I will teach it on the hallelujah. That has a born again, true better pastor whose teaching is in harmony with the scripture. Oh, yeah.
Oh, glory, glory, glory. Hallelujah.
God knows. Bible teaching, sound doctrine, including prophecy. Such a church will believe in having their people to go forth winning the lost to Jesus. Such a church would emphasize prayer and Bible study. And most importantly, the pastor's life should reflect Jesus.
Well, praise the Lord.
His brothers and his sisters.
Oh, yes, yes.
And not be selfish. And be willing to give and volunteer to give his brothers and sisters.
My Lord.
Hebrews chapter 10, verse 25. I'm almost done. Do not forsake the assembling of ourselves together, as the manner of some is, but exhorting one another, encouraging one another, and so much the more. As you see the day approaching, a born-again Christian should seek to have daily fellowship. Acts chapter 2, verse 46 reads, and they continuing daily with one accord in the temple and breaking bread from house to house. Aren't we doing that right now?
Amen.
Breaking bread from house to house. Did eat their meat with gladness and sickness apart with one mind, one Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. One mind, one body.
That's right now.
All knitted tightly together, my God, into this beautiful remnant, knitted tight together. We're tight. We're
yes,
tight. We're on one accord. Hallelujah. My God, Jesus Christ.
Glory to God.
You see, the best time for Satan to tempt us and cause us to fall. To help us to stand, to help us to see if we are going astray.
Yes.
Her phone going out again, so just wait on her. Her phone is acting up, I guess. Yeah, it's coming in and going out.
When did everybody go?
Well, she's her line dropped out. We're just waiting for her to get back on in. Folks are still on the line. We're waiting for her to get back on in. She's trying to come back in. The line dropped back on. The line dropped back on again. So, we gotta wait for her to come. Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Oh, how we bless your name, Jesus. Oh, how we bless your name. Oh, how we bless your name, Jesus. Come on in. Come on in, Pastor. Come on in.
Thank you, Jesus.
Lord, we thank you. Lord, we thank you.
Yes, Lord, is that my yes?
Jesus. We thank you, Lord. Let me see where she's at. Lord, we thank you. We thank you, Lord Jesus. Nobody like you, Lord. Nobody like you. Nobody like you, Jesus.
Yeah.
You are.
The system is failing. So okay,
you are.
Let's get back. We're gonna do the prayer of salvation in a minute.
You're on. Go ahead. You're on, Apostle. Let me see this installation here. You're on. You're in, boss.
Amen. Okay, we're back.
All right.
Mm-hmm. We were just talking about the signs when everything was cut off. We thank God that we're back on again.
Yes.
The different signs whereby we will know whether a person has truly been converted again.
Amen.
Jesus wants us to know what to look for.
Amen.
This will end the series, right? I believe this will be the last one unless the Lord gives us another one. But another sign we're looking at is that the people, are you willing to drop those people that are not following in the ways of God? Are you willing to center your life on Jesus in the things of the Bible?
Amen now.
If they're not hungry and thirsty for the Word, if there's always an excuse when it comes to the Word, something is wrong with that.
Amen.
You're going to know them by the fruits the Bible says.
Yes.
For as the body without the Spirit, it is dead. So faith without works is dead, according to James chapter 2, verse 26. Ephesians chapter 2, verse 10 tells us, for we are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus to good works, which God has before ordained that we should walk in them. We should do them. That's what it means. Wherefore, by their fruits you shall know them.
Amen. Praise him.
That's what it means. So we have a change in people. We will see if people have really changed.
Amen.
You know, a lot of times you meet people since you've been saving, they'll say, you sure are different.
Mm-hmm.
One person came to my house and told me I felt around me. Said, you're not the same anymore. I said, no, I'm not. I'm not the same person who years ago we used to hang out together. No, I'm not the same person. I just felt so uncomfortable around you.
Mm-hmm.
I said, well, we've been friends for years. I feel so uncomfortable around you. She couldn't even stay and eat breakfast.
Jesus.
I said, let me make breakfast for y'all. She couldn't even stay and eat breakfast. And her husband said, he wanted that breakfast. He said, I don't know. But she said, and then he talked to me on the way home and said, why you did that? You said that's your good friend and you couldn't sit in her house and eat breakfast? She said, I just didn't feel comfortable.
Jesus.
Because there's something going on and you're not comfortable because there's something going on in your life you need to give up.
Anyway,
that's what it is. That's basically what goes on. So are we willing to tell others that Jesus is our Savior?
Amen.
Are we willing to witness? Are we ready always to give an answer to every man that asks us a reason of the hope that is in us with meekness and fear? For with the heart man believeth unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. For the scripture says, whosoever believes on him shall not be ashamed.
Amen.
We have professed a good profession before many witnesses. You see, should a person be afraid and refuse to tell others that Jesus is their only hope of salvation, it's a good indication that they have not been converted.
No.
The fact of the matter is that someone that has not confessed Jesus does not mean they are saved if they cannot confess Jesus. For many confess Jesus but will not depart from iniquity. Some of them are confessing him, but they're still unsaved.
Amen now.
And that's what we're talking about today again in Mark 4, the unsaved. They don't have their lives centered on Jesus Christ. They're still using filthy language.
Yes, yes, yes.
Using the name of the Lord as a curse word.
My.
Filthy language. See that filthy language stop. That GD word stop. That cussing stop. For the unsaved, God is not in all their thoughts. Psalm 10, chapter 10, verse 4 says that. They are of the world. Therefore, they speak of the world. And the world hears them. They know that we are the spirit. He that is of the earth is earthly and speaks of earthly, of the earth. For to be carnally or worldly minded is death, because the carnal mind is enmity, hatred against God. For if you live after the flesh, you shall die. Chapter 8, for many walk. Whose end is destruction, whose God is their belly, and whose glory in their shame, who made earthly things, whose mind is on earthly things. Philippians chapter 3.
Okay.
So we got to put off, and I'm closing, we got to put off concerning the former conversation, the old man, which is corrupt, according
yes.
to deceitful lust, and be renewed in the spirit of your mind, and be put on the new man, which after God is created in righteousness and true holiness.
Praise him.
How should our language be now? My mouth shall show forth your righteousness and your salvation all the day.
Mama.
That's what Psalm chapter 71, verse 15 says. Because some of the time by the attitude that they had, by the actions, they no longer love this world, but they're looking for the world to come. Our attitude should be to stop laying up treasures on this earth. Love not the world, neither the things that are in the world. If any man love this world, the love of the Father is not in him. If any man love the world, he is not saved. You adulterers and adulteresses, know you not that the friendship of the world is enmity, hatred with God. I have to say that again. Whosoever therefore will be a friend of the world is the enemy of God. Oh, God, you don't want to be an enemy of God. For godly sorrow works repentance to salvation. You got to be sorrowful of the way we used to live. It's got to be repented of.
Amen.
The world works death. Hallelujah. So don't lay up for yourselves treasures upon this earth.
That's right.
Because they will yield you the hell of fire. But you lay up treasures in heaven, and you will be storing up for a time when we will all be with Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Hallelujah. Put away the unsaved friends.
No.
A converted, born-again Christian seeks out friends that are also born again.
Oh, glory to God.
He got to stop listening to the advice of the unsaved, for their counsel is under the cover of the devil. And they will lead the new born-again Christian astray. So if you hang out with the ungodly, we talked about that. Mm-hmm. If you sit in the council of the ungodly, and you're in trouble. And you're going to end up having your ways corrupted again. Hallelujah.
Well, praise him.
Bad company corrupt good habits.
Yes.
we hang out with the bad company, corruption is definitely going to come. The old people used to say, show me your company and I'll tell you who you are.
All right now.
So God commands us to stop fellowshipping with the unsaved. It often becomes a stumbling block for many of us.
That's right.
They are stubborn. They rebel against the commandments. They refuse to put away the unsaved friends, the boyfriends, the girlfriends. Many
so true.
Have fallen down because they refuse to obey God's commandments. The unsaved have not the things of God in mind. Our destination, if you are saved, is heaven, and theirs is hell. Your goals are God's goals. Their goals are self-motivated. Their thoughts are not centered on Jesus Christ. Their thoughts are centered on how they're going to get things done that they want to get done, or to fulfill the lust that they have in their hearts for the world.
Mama.
Beware of Satan's lies, that you should still fellowship with them so you can win them to Christ. Beware.
Amen.
If you want to win them, give them the word and keep it moving. Keep it moving. You cannot be a witness for Jesus and live in disobedience to his word.
Amen.
Satan may lie to a person to stay in church that does not follow and obey Jesus. He's going to lie to him and tell him it's all right to sit down there and listen to this watered-down gospel. He's going to tell him it's all right. You know why? Because it got some truth in it, but it's not the whole truth. That's how he deceives people. My God. Does not follow and obey Jesus. Satan may say, stay there so you can win some to Jesus. You are to obey God, not Satan's lie.
Amen.
And stay there. He'll let you know, stay there. It's a good man. They got good people in this church. Stay there so you can win some to Christ. No, he wants you to stay there so you can stay there and die. So you can, it ain't about winning nobody to Christ. Satan ain't going to never tell you to win nobody to Christ. You hear him, and you hear some lie, and you hear him say, you can win people to Christ. Just stay there. Even though they don't say everything as the Bible is saying. Even
Come
though
on now.
Different, but you can stay there because they don't hear right. You'll still be able to win.
Come on. Yes.
To obey God and not Satan's lies.
Testify
to unsaved friends, but do not continue to fellowship with them.
Amen. Now.
The Bible says, be ye not equally yoked, not unequally yoked together with unbelievers. For what fellowship have righteousness with unrighteousness? And what communion has light with darkness? And what consort had Christ with Belial? Or what has he that believes with an infidel, an unbeliever, that is? The Bible calls an unbeliever an infidel.
Yes,
therefore, come out from among them and be ye separate, says the Lord, and touch not the unclean thing, and I will receive you. Put away from among yourselves that wicked person. Any man obey not the word, not our word by this epistle, note that man and have no company with him, that he may be ashamed.
Yes, sir.
That's the book of 2 Thessalonians, chapter 3. So blessed is the man that walks not in the counsel of the ungodly, I say again, nor stands in the way of sinners, nor sits in the seat of the scornful. Remember, we went to Psalm chapter 1:1. Please, this is so important to pay attention to this, because so many people are gone, they are gone astray, and they are lost and think they're saved. Like a little dog that walk away from home and don't know where he is and can't find him his way back. My God, can't find his way back because he don't know the way. And then he gets sick out there. You're sick. My God, hallelujah. You're going the wrong way. You're not being guided by God.
Jesus.
Another way, are they selective in their television viewing?
Glory be to God.
Another way, do they have prayer life? Another way to look for is does they fear God. Some people that claim they are born again, they also say they have no fear of God whatsoever.
Mm-hmm.
But they didn't like it. The scriptures appear to be very clear on this matter. If a person has no fear of God whatsoever, salvation by grace has not appeared to him.
Amen.
You're still unsaved.
Jonah.
Come and hear, all you that fear God.
Hallelujah.
Psalm 66:16. Then Paul stood up and beckoning with his hand said, men of Israel, and you that fear God, give audience. Listen. Acts chapter 13. Men and brothers, children of the stock of Abraham, and whosoever among you fear God, to you is the word of this salvation sent. Acts chapter 13. The word of salvation is sent to whosoever fears God.
Mm-hmm.
He that walks in uprightness feareth the Lord. Proverbs 14. Fear not them which kill the body, but are not able to kill the soul, but rather fear him which is able to destroy both soul and body in hell.
All right now.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord.
Jesus.
Hallelujah.
We got to get converted.
Jesus.
It's got to be. Conversion has to take place.
Sure, no.
One who is not really born again is going to reject someone that's sent by God. That comes to them. They're going to reject us. My God, and so we just walk away and pray for him. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. A born again Christian is always willing to receive correction. But those that are not saved are not willing to receive the correction from the word of God. We are to receive correction from the Holy Spirit dealing with us directly with the word of God. We are also to receive correction from one that God sends. If they refuse, it's a good indication that they are not converted or they are falling into deceit. They're falling away from the church. Correction is grievous to those that forsake the way. They grieve about it. They can't stand it. And he that hates reproof shall die. Proverbs 15, y'all. Come on now. This is word.
Amen now.
Correction and be wise and refuse not. Proverbs 8. We are of God. He that knows God hears us. He that is not of God hears us not. Hereby know we the spirit of truth. We are the spirit of truth and the spirit, and they are the spirit of error.
Hallelujah.
Remember, any correction that is given must always be listened in harmony with the word of God. It's got to line up with the word of God. And we've given you all this scripture in hope that you will understand and see that everything that God is saying about the unsaved is backed up by the word of God.
Amen.
Trying to accuse no particular person. But
that's
there
so
are
true.
Many unsaved and many don't fear God and don't want any part of God. And some of them think they got it all going on and they don't.
Amen now.
Calling yourself saved and you're not saved. Hating on your brother. Not treating your brother like he's a real brother.
All right now.
Not treating your sister like they're a real sister.
All right.
But I say, don't call me sister. Don't call me brother.
All right.
If you don't have my best interest at heart.
Come on now, say it again.
You don't have to say it. If you're not going to mean it, don't say it.
Mm-hmm.
If you're not going to do it, don't say it.
Yes.
If you're not going to go, don't say it.
All right now.
It's best just to keep quiet.
Yes, yes, yes.
Just otherwise you come across as a deceiver.
Come on now.
As one of the father of lies.
Jonah.
Jehovah ain't your father.
All right now.
The devil is your father.
Come on, come on. Tell it like it is.
He does not love like Jesus. If we cannot do what God said to do and mean it,
people start to stop crying.
But we don't want to mean it. We don't mean it. We just want to be seen. We want to look like that Pharisee.
Come on now.
That's boasting on himself, standing up there praying by himself. He don't even want to be close to the other man. He's off somewhere else, and he's not looking up. He's looking at himself. He's
looking
at himself. Hallelujah. He didn't need Jesus.
Come on now.
I got everything I got. I got everything. I'm all that.
Mm-hmm. Oh, hallelujah.
The sinner was saying, I need you. Hallelujah. I know I'm a sinner.
Sure enough now.
Glory be to God.
Mm-hmm.
So we got to pay attention. We
sure enough now.
We unequally yoked with folk, but we still love folk. We just don't love what they need.
Mm-hmm.
That's all. Come on out from among them. Glory to God. And when you see what you see, it is what it is.
All right now.
We got to open up our eyes
and see.
Ask God to lead you and guide you in wisdom.
Amen.
God, show me the real thing, oh God.
Come on now. Hey, glory.
Because you got imposters.
Come on now.
Imposters, and they're only pretending to be saved.
Come on now. Ooh, Jesus. Hallelujah.
They're wandering around, quote the word of God, and they're only pretending.
Hey,
of the devil. And I gave you many examples, and I got more.
All right now.
Work.
All right now. Hey, glory. Come on now. Come on.
We got to study.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Of the word. We got to get the meat of the word.
That's right now.
I'm on here for a long time. But it's not just these people that come every day to this line. You got people all around the world that got the word of God. And many of them don't have what we have. And they're thirsty for God.
Come on now.
For God.
Come on now.
Don't have no food and they're hungry for
Hallelujah.
God. Don't have nowhere to live and they're hungry for God.
Show enough, show enough.
We got clothes hanging in the closet. We don't wear. We got shoes. We never put
Yes.
You got people don't have a pair of shoes. You got people walk miles to get to church in Africa. And I saw it on TV for myself. They walk holes in their shoes. And they got holes. And some of them, by the time they got to church, y'all, they had their feet was all cut up, bleeding.
Jesus.
Get into the church.
Hey, glory. Ready to say, Moshe. Ready to stand up.
With a phone in front of us. With a phone in front of us. And we say it's too long. We say we can't listen to all that. All that time, my God ain't going there no more. Because they preach too long. They talk about sin too much. They point the finger at people. Oh, why? Because we don't want, they're judging me. They judge people too much. They talk about the people of God too much.
Yes, talked about
the people who were unsaved. God talked about the people, sent his prophets to tell them when they did wrong.
Amen.
God wants us to be saved. He wants us to come to heaven.
Yes.
He don't want us to die in hell.
Amen now.
That's the reason why we do what we do. My God, Jesus.
Glory be to God.
It's not about me.
It's all about Jesus.
Right, it's all about God.
Yes, right.
Are you coming to the line for Jesus?
My.
Trying to hear the word of Jesus?
What's
the mission? What's the mind? Hallelujah.
Glory to God.
The power to convert and to change. You already did the prayer of salvation. That's already done in this This word already gave the prayer of salvation.
All right.
Hallelujah. And I took my time today. This line is being paid for by God. This is God's line.
Yes.
And we can preach as long as we want. Long as the Holy Spirit say to give it, we going to give it.
Yes.
Long as the Holy Spirit say to stay, we going to stay.
Amen. Amen.
Long as he say to pray, we going to pray.
Amen.
We're going to do what the Holy Spirit said to do.
Amen now.
My God, hallelujah.
Oh, glory be to God.
Ain't nobody impatient. Ain't nobody the devil.
Oh, glory. Jesus.
We
want
to keep him on the run. We want him to get mad. We want him to run. Hallelujah.
Glory
be to God. I'm glad.
Hallelujah. Yes.
You know why the phone kept cutting off? Because this is a word he don't want people to hear.
That's so true. So true.
This phone.
So true.
This many times since we've been on Block Talk. Not times. Because he's being exposed.
Yes.
Exposed to devil and to tell the word of God.
My.
Tell the truth. Glory be to God.
Mm-mm-mm.
the unadulterated word of God.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Glory, glory, glory.
The truth and nothing but the truth. We don't do it halfway on this line.
All right now.
If you want to be a half brother and a half sister, well, I don't get blood talkers for that.
That's the truth.
We got to be all
whole. Yes, yes, yes.
Hallelujah.
I don't want to be nobody half sister, half brother.
I
don't
want to be no
half. My.
It's just not about half when you're born, sure again, born again. You're
he
not sure halfway enough. Born again.
He didn't have saved
Jesus
me. He saved me.
Jesus
did
a job, and he said it's finished. It wasn't
yes, he did.
God always finished. Hallelujah.
Mm-hmm.
He's a God of completion.
Yes,
he's always
yes, yes.
finished. Leave nothing undone, and he won't He'll finish you off, too.
Yes,
he'll
he will.
Finish you one way or the other.
Which sure
way
enough.
You want to go.
Come on now.
You want to get to the supper? You want to get to the marriage supper with all the trimmings? It's already been fixed. It's already finished. That's already been done.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Yes, yes. Hallelujah.
He's just waiting for the Father to say, go and get my children.
Hey, mama.
Hallelujah for his Father to tell him. Because he said, even I don't know the date. So when his Father says it's time, he's going to say, go get my children. My God, don't you want to be ready? Don't you want to be ready? Hallelujah. So come on. Come in.
Mama.
And stay in. Don't leave. If you're backslidden, come back. We did the prayer of salvation, Pastor, already. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
We owe God obedience.
Yes, yes, yes.
We owe him that.
Yes,
he
yes,
made
yes.
the sacrifice, paid the price for a sinner. We owe him. Hallelujah. Now, we started a little late. We've been interrupted all these times. I don't know who else is still on the line, but I know the people around the world is still listening.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
I've seen that on TV. It'll bring tears to your eyes. Them people traveled all the miles. They
Hallelujah.
Traveled for days to get to church.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Show
no. My God.
Mm-mm-mm. I told you they got it ready in fingertips.
And then they saved, and then they got to go all them days to travel again with their feet bloody. Jesus.
Yes, yes, yes.
Children eating out of garbage cans.
Mm.
And we throwing away food.
No.
Give to the poor.
Mm.
Don't want to give. Many of us don't.
Don't want to give.
And the main thing is we don't want to give. Because, see, if you don't give Jesus some food, he won't know you.
Amen.
If you won't visit the poor, if you won't visit Jesus in prison, he won't know you.
He said, I won't know you. Yeah, hey.
If you don't take care of the orphans, he won't know you.
I don't know you.
When you take care of the orphans, you take care of Jesus. When you take care of the widow, you take care of Jesus.
Amen.
When you take care of God's people, you take care of Jesus. When you feed the hungry, you're feeding him.
Amen.
When you take care of the poor, you're taking care of Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Otherwise, he won't know you.
That's what he said.
He said, did you visit me in prison? Did you feed me when I was hungry?
Mm-mm-mm.
And they said, Master, when were you ever hungry? You see, you got to get the revelation.
Come on now.
When you do it for me,
come on now. Come on now.
You've done it for me.
That's what he said.
You've done it for the least of these. You've done it for
me. Hallelujah,
that's
Lord.
What he said.
My.
That's what he said, y'all. Get it.
Glory. Hallelujah.
You've done it for me. Amen.
Amen.
That's right, Bishop. Glory to God. We're not playing on this
one. Amen.
There's no time to play. There's no time to play. We got to be serious.
It's so true.
And I normally don't go this long, but the Holy Spirit didn't release me to go.
Hallelujah.
My God, hallelujah. I go by the dictates of the Holy Spirit.
Mm-hmm.
Man don't dictate to me what to do.
Come on now.
I listen for my Lord.
No.
That's who I listen for. I thank God for this line.
Thank you, Jesus.
And I'm happy. It gives me joy to do this.
Hallelujah, hallelujah.
That's why I can stay long. That's why we can preach and still hang on the line and wait for the Holy Spirit to release us.
Hallelujah.
Because we can wait on God. We've learned how to wait.
Yes, yes,
you got to learn how to be a good waiter.
Mm-hmm.
And God is going to reward you. He rewards those who diligently seek him.
Praise
He's going
him.
To reward us. We already know that. But, you know, it's more and more than just the reward. We're just grateful for what he did for us.
Hallelujah, hallelujah.
We're showing our gratitude.
Mm-hmm.
Don't you know God is pleased that we
amen,
are just trying
amen.
Talking about him? Hallelujah. And that we kept trying and we didn't just give up and say, oh, well, the line acting up today. So you know what? I ain't going back. Oh, yeah, I kept trying and I kept coming back because the Holy Spirit had cut me loose.
All right.
He didn't say that's enough.
Ooh.
I know when it's enough because I'm listening for God.
Ooh.
Amen.
Mm-mm.
You got to be converted.
Yes, Lord. Yes, yes, yes.
Hallelujah.
Mm-hmm.
We want to fellowship.
Mm-hmm.
And now I'm going to leave. I'm going to close.
Yes, yes, yes.
After being baptized.
Yes, yes.
Holy immersed.
Mm-hmm.
It's not uncommon for people that's been born again to have wicked thoughts. Tell me, I'm telling you.
That's the truth. That's the truth.
These thoughts can make people believe they are unsaved. I'm telling you. They got those that are saved, and Satan is trying to convince you that everything you're doing ain't right.
No.
So beware of Satan's lies and his tactics. See, we got to know about his tricks.
Yes.
Listen to God and resist these thoughts. Think on these things of Jesus as it is written in Philippians chapter 4, verse 8. I'm closing. Finally, brethren, whatsoever things are true, whatsoever things are honest, whatsoever things are just, whatsoever things are pure, whatsoever things are lovely, things are of good report.
Oh my God.
If there be any virtue and if there be any praise, think on these things.
That's where you say it.
That's after baptism, after you've received the Lord.
Mm-mm-mm.
It's very common after receiving Christ by faith, repenting and being baptized, that the new person, the new convert, greatly doubts that they are saved. That's true. Because they haven't gotten into the studying of the word yet. And Satan likes to make a person believe they are saved when they're not. So they will not seek for the knowledge of the truth. And when a person gets saved, Satan likes to make them believe they are not saved so they can go back to their old ways, go back to the vomit like a dog, go back to the turn to sin.
That's right.
We stand against Satan lies in our minds and in our feelings is by the word. That's how we stand. You stand on scripture that you know that you are saved.
When you examine
yourself by the word, to see if you are still in the faith. Your feelings are not a good guide. Your feelings, your emotions is not a good guide, but the word of God is a good guide.
All right now.
It is your guide. Hallelujah. We need godly guidance. Don't let your emotions steer you the wrong way.
Amen.
Examine yourself by the word to see if you are still in the faith. Your feelings are not it.
Amen.
It's not your feelings. Your feelings are not, you can't trust your feelings.
That's
God's
true.
Word is the only thing you can really trust.
Amen.
The Bible says, and I'm done, if there come any unto you and bring not this doctrine, receive them not into your house.
That's what you say.
Neither bid them God speed. Oh,
that's
my
what
you say. God.
That's what you say.
God said you're going to know them by their fruit.
Mm-hmm.
Hallelujah. Repentance. Giving up the old thing. Hallelujah.
Excuse me, Apostle.
Yes, ma'am.
I'm about to go back in.
Go ahead, go back in. We're about
to. Oh, but honey, that was another word that needed to be preached.
Hallelujah.
The devil just got mad, but God still gave you the victory. Hallelujah.
Amen.
That's what I'm talking about. That's what I'm talking about. You still got the victory. Hallelujah. You got the victory. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Jesus. Hallelujah.
And I'll get back with you. All right, go and check on her now.
Amen. Go ahead.
Amen.
Jesus. Thank God you were able to hear the whole word.
Oh, yes,
we
yes.
We interrupted.
We sure were.
Praying, you know we're praying for your sister.
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am.
She is an overcomer and
yes, ma'am.
Well, in the name of Jesus. And you let her know we are still praying.
I always tell you, we're still praying. You know what? I walk around, some part of the parking lot, and it's so hot, and I got me a stool, and I sit here. Mm-hmm. But, when me and her walked in there, it was a white gentleman sent the face, and then he came, he said, now what is this? Walk into a council office with the biggest smile he's ever seen before. I just met Jesus. Oh, Maria, stand me. Glory, hallelujah, glory. Thank you, Jesus. I praise God. I praise God. And then me and just had a little word together. He said, that's good. He said, that is good. He said, God, we need him. And, that's all the thing me and him had, opportunity to say. But he was just so amazed because I walked in the door smiling. I said, I'd rather smile to be all done now. I said, you smile. And then I said, but it's all right, Jesus.
Amen.
Mm-hmm.
It's all right, Jesus.
It's all to my Jesus. He'll give you that peace.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah.
But I'll get back with you later.
Surely.
And tell everybody I say hello.
And give your love to give our love to your family.
I sure will, amen.
God bless you.
Bye-bye. You're welcome. Bye-bye.
We are done. We have done the prayer of salvation. We have done it today already. We are done. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And that devil was mad. My God. So we resisted leaving this line. And we went longer than we always go. Amen. Just for that, glory to God. The Holy Spirit showed him something and always does. Hallelujah. Apostle is there. Anybody on the line want to give a comment? The line is open. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Father, we are grateful. Grateful for this word, God. Grateful for all you have shared. It's all about the word of God. Amen. Amen. We're done, Apostle. Glory to God. Hallelujah.
Thank you so much, Apostle, for that powerful anointed word, as always. You touch
Amen.
Everything like you always do, touch everything, and keeping the devil at bay. Keeping him at bay. He have no resting place. And that's the good thing. When you keep hitting him like that, he don't have no resting place.
Nowhere to go, nowhere to hide.
I really thank God for you.
Thank God.
And Bishop holding the fort down. And, I like what you say. It's not about me. That's the truth. It's not about us. It's about him.
It's about him. Amen.
What he wants done. And I deem it a privilege and an honor to serve him.
Yes, it is.
And, people say, well, how are you serving him? You serve him by serving his people.
Amen.
You serve him by serving his people. If you don't want to serve him, you have lost your connection.
Amen.
If you don't want to serve him. If you can't serve his people, if people say, I love the Lord, but I don't like to serve. I like to minister to them people. Well, you're in a bad place.
That's right.
Because in order to serve him, you got to serve the people. He said, he told us that. He says, I didn't come to be served. I come to serve,
Amen.
And if we're going to do his will, people say, well, I want to do the will of God. but the will of God is serving.
That's what
it
is.
It's serving. It, you don't have to be no rocket scientist. The will is serving. You got to serve. If you want to do his will, you got to serve. You got to be ready and willing to serve. Folk don't want to serve.
That's true.
They want to be served. They can't even carry their Bibles. You can watch them. A little iPad is too heavy for them. Can't even carry it. Too heavy for them, Pastor. I tell you no lie. It's too heavy for them. Because they got to put themselves on a big old pedestal. And I am Bishop So-and-so, Apostle James Brown. And I dance and I do the selector slide. Didn't you see how I dance when I'm preaching? I roll on the floor for God. God said, "No, that stuff don't move me." Well, what moves me is your obedience to my word. You're trying to impress the people out there. You on the microphone up on the pulpit, rolling all over the place, and God said, "You're just trying to make yourself look good." It's not about that.
Amen.
God said, "What I want to see you do is serving from the heart, serving from the heart."
Amen.
Because I know when I come and preach, and I like to put that in the message. We don't preach for money. None of us get a check.
Hallelujah.
And if we do, and if we sow a seed, it goes right to the poor.
Yes.
If we sow a seed, it goes to the poor. We don't go buy no gas. We don't buy no new TV. We ain't need no new light screen.
Mm-hmm.
I hear my granddaughter saying, "You know, Grandpa, they got that new curved screen. I don't care if it's curved. My flat screen is still showing the same picture." You know what I'm saying? Why am I going to get a curved screen for? Because it's a new technology. Man, the flat screen that we got 6 or 7 years ago is still working fine. The picture is perfect. You know?
I don't got
to keep up with the Joneses. You know? I don't got to keep up with the Joneses. The Joneses got to keep up with me because I'm serving the Most High God.
Amen.
That's what the Joneses got to do. Keep up with me.
Amen.
See if you can keep up with me, Joneses. I'm serving the Most High God. These folk want to run around and act simple. And God said, "You got to serve me with a pure heart."
Amen.
If you're not serving with a pure heart, you're missing everything. You're missing everything.
That's right.
God said a pure heart.
Yes.
That's when he says, you got to have a pure, contrite spirit. If thank
yes.
God, he said, I'm not going to honor your word if you got running here, running there, acting a fool. No, you got to give me pureness because that's what I'm looking for.
Yes.
I'm looking for pureness from the heart. Folks say, "But I can dance." And you know, if you hear Pastor So-and-so, boy, he can sing. You hear Bishop So-and-so, boy, he's a good singer. Man, I love to hear him sing and preach. But what about his lifestyle?
The singing is not
going to get him in heaven.
That's right.
He can sing like Juanita Bynum. People talking about her name. You know, she's a good singer. She writes good songs. But does she live it? And you had the people talking all kind of stuff. I said, "Well, that between her and God, I ain't got time to worry about her." Last night the Lord was talking to me. He says, I was laying there on the bed. You know, Lord, the Lord says some stuff that really mess you up. You know what I'm saying? The Lord said to me last night, he says, "The people are so caught up in all of these pastors that are doing the same thing." He told me last night, he said, "They're doing the same thing, Apostle." I'm telling you, he said, "They're doing the same thing as T.D. Jakes." Not T.D. Jakes, sorry. T.B. Joshua. T.B. Joshua, the guy that died. He said, all of them there, they're spending all their day trying to make him look bad. What he did and what he didn't do. He was a witch and a warlock and all that. And God says, they're no different to him. God told me last night, he said, they're no different to him. He said, they're doing the same thing. And they're acting like he don't know. You know? He said, they're doing the same thing, Apostle.
Yeah,
dibbing and dabbing in witchcraft. And acting like God don't know.
Jesus.
God knows.
Because
the Bible says he sits high and he sees low. That's what the Bible says. You know.
See low.
So I said, Lord, don't let me put my mouth on him. Or no preacher. I said, if I see him trying to steal the sheep, I'm going to expose him. But if they into witchcraft and juju and all that, Lord, I'm going to let you handle it. Lord, I'm going to let you handle it. That's what I said, Apostle. I said, Lord, I'm going to let you handle it.
Amen.
I'm not going to fool with putting my mouth. And then the Lord says to me, man, the Lord is so awesome. The Lord said there's so much evil in the earth realm right now. And the preachers that are acting just like TDJ is spending all the time trying to make him look bad. Now the Lord told me. He said there's so much evil in the earth right now. And the folk are spending time. They're spending all their time worrying about this man, his lifestyle, how he lived, right. What he did. And God
leave
said,
him alone.
Leave him alone.
Leave
he
him
said,
alone.
I'll take him. That's what he told me last night. He said, he said, son, don't get involved with the stuff that's going on now. Every time you turn on the computer, every time you turn on the net, pastor seeing this, bishop seeing it. Well, you know, T.D. Jakes was an idol worshiper. And the Lord said, leave him alone. That's what he told me. He said, leave him alone, son. He said, don't get involved. Don't get involved with that stuff. He said, leave him alone. I'll deal with that. That's my job. He said, I'll deal with that. But I said, Lord, thank you. Oh, Shika, God said, you know, people would start coming up with so much stuff and that you would miss what God, where God wants to take you. You know what I'm saying? Because we fall in everything, everybody's saying. God said, no, you just do what I call you all to do. Just do what I call you all to do. All the other stuff, I'm going to handle it. That's what he told me. And I'm watching, man. You see all the preachers. And the ones that I'm watching, Apostle, I know the meaning. They messing with juju. But the Lord said, don't worry about it. He said, don't waste your time. He said, don't waste your time focusing on that.
Amen.
That's what he told me. He said, don't waste your time focusing on what they're doing. He says,
amen.
I've given you an assignment. You follow the assignment that I've given you. Just follow the assignment I gave you. You do what I tell you. And I said, okay, Lord Jesus. I'm going to follow just like you say. And when you follow what God says, let me tell you something. You can't go wrong. There's no way you can go wrong.
No way.
The devil wants to get us out there wrapped up in focusing on. And that's what you're saying. You look across so many preachers now. They're so caught up with T.D. Johnson. He did this. He was with the devil. And he did that. Well, sure, let them stay with the devil. His time coming. It's right out the door. If that's what he did. And I tell you something, Apostle, and I'm not going to lie to you. Sometime in the past, I spoke and said that I don't follow him because he was messing with the devil. And the Lord convicted me on that. And I asked the Lord to forgive me.
If I accuse
him wrongfully or not wrongfully. Because I don't know the truth. I just hear what people say, and I follow them. The Lord says, no, that's not what I want you to do. I want you to focus on what I call you to do.
Amen.
Let the other people do what they want to do. He said, they'll answer
that's
to me.
Right.
They'll answer to me.
Right.
So, we're doing the great work, and we got to stay on the wall.
That's right.
We got to stay on the wall.
Amen.
That's a lady was telling me yesterday, she was saying, I was sending so much money to them people over there, and I didn't know they were doing this. I said, well, look, if you send it to take care of the poor, don't worry about it. If they're acting and dealing with juju, they're going to have to meet the master. Because time coming. And I told her, I said, look, it's closer now than when we first started.
Amen.
It's closer now than when we first started. Believe what I'm telling you. That he's going to show up, and he's going to show up, and some folk going to be amazed at what he's going to do. The God that we serve, he's going to show up. And they're going to say, well, my God, I'm so sorry, Lord. Lord said, well, you had a chance. You had a chance to put it, make it right. But you don't want to make it right. See, that's why we got to stay on the, in, and I hear you say that last week. We got to stay in the vein, my God.
Amen.
We got to stay in that vein that he got us in. Stay
Amen.
In that vein. Don't move out that vein. Stay
Hallelujah.
In it.
That's right.
Stay
God.
In that vein.
Absolutely.
When you stay in that vein, devil can't touch you.
Amen.
Devil can't touch you.
Amen.
You're right in the vein. So be thanking God for the word that you released today. And what a powerful word as always. And Father, we just thank you and praise you for your servants. Thank you for Prophetess Emily, who is soon. She's already walking there, ready though, Father, but she is soon be holding her license as an apostle in the hand. And we
Amen.
Pray, God, that you continue to touch her sister, Lord Jesus.
Yes,
she's deep concerned about her sister, Lord.
Oh, yes, God.
Mm. Father, I ask you to really, truly touch her and heal her. You know, the doctors is giving bad reports, but Father, that's not your report.
Surely not.
Isaiah says, who report will you believe? And Isaiah said, we shall believe the report of the Lord. And the report
mm-hmm.
of the Lord says she's healed.
Amen.
She's filled. No. He said, we can't wait till we see the healing to them glorify God. As he told us, we got to call those things that be not as though they were. So that means we got to be in agreement with what his word already said. By his stripes, she was healed.
Amen.
By his stripes.
Yes, sir. Thank you, Jesus.
So we are going with that word. And we're going to stay with that word.
Yes, we are, God.
We're going to stay with that word.
Thank you, Jesus.
God is good.
Yes, he is.
God is truly
He's so good, God. Thank you, Jesus.
We thank God.
Thank you, Jesus.
And Prophetess Anna. Anna is on here with us every day.
Amen.
She's waiting for her manifestation. But the Lord said, it has already happened.
Already.
It's already happened.
Already
you may happened. Not feel it. You may not feel it. And see, a lot of times folks only want to move with what they feel, but God says it's not about what you feel. It's what he done.
Hallelujah.
It's what he has done.
That's right.
And I always tell people when I was going to Africa the second time in 2017, you know, my heart was jacked up. I mean, it was jacked up crazy.
Mm-hmm.
My heart was jacked up. And God says, he said, no, you can travel. I got you, son. My doctor said, well, I don't think you should travel. And he said, well, I thought you was going for longer. I said, well, look, you never was going longer. I was still going to travel because if I die serving the Lord, I will be with him instant.
Amen.
The Bible says to be absent from this body is to be present with the Lord.
Amen.
And when I come back here, my artery was completely open, you know. Because I believe that God would honor his word. He would honor your obedience, you know.
Yes, he will.
And, you know, even with my sons, people say, well, how could be a preacher's son still locked up? Well, there's people that are serving longer time than my son. They're serving longer time.
That's right.
You know, and my son could have had longer time. But,
mm-hmm.
you know, even though he's still there, God has reduced the time that the racist judge was trying to do for him. She even pulled back on him getting the going into the treatment facility, you know. I tell him, I said, don't worry about that, because your time will be over pretty shortly.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I got another mm-hmm. report for you too, Apostle, yesterday, and I got in there and mailed in there. She didn't get the mail. I mean, she finally got the mail. I had a navigator way back, and the suspension and everything went to cost like thousands upon thousands of dollars to get it right. So I just turned it back into the Ford, Lincoln Mercury.
Mm-hmm.
I turned it back to them and gave them back to them. So they said, well, you know, Ford, they got to get money out of you. So they wanted to know if I could get them all of these bunch of thousands and thousands of dollars. I ain't got that kind of money. So they said, well, what can you pay? I said, well, I can afford to pay you $75 a month. And so they agreed to the $75 a month. And I want to tell you, Apostle, it feels like my wife says, she says she has made up in her mind that we were going to die before, because it was a lot of thousands of dollars, that we were mm-hmm. going to die before we finished that bill. Yesterday, I mean thousands of dollars, not 2,000, not 3,000, thousands, you know, like okay. $9,000. Yesterday, I told her in 45 days, God was going to do some great things. It's already started. We get mm-hmm. in work. I got her. She said, well, ain't nothing but junk mail. She said, did your junk mail on the table? I said, well, look, I'll check it out. When I opened the mail, Apostle, they say that the lawyers for Ford went to the court, and they didn't want to contest this, continue paying the $75 a month. Mm-hmm. They totally canceled all the bill, canceled the whole bill.
Praise God. Cancel that. Hallelujah.
Cancel it. You hear what I tell you? Cancel it.
Hallelujah.
My wife was screaming. I said, I would lean on the bed. I said, honey, come in. Because I was so excited. I said, look at this, because maybe I'm not seeing it right. She said, he kind of jumped it. She said, you see it right? Yes, it's canceled. So I don't mm-hmm. have to pay another $75 on that bill. They just canceled the whole thing. I said,
praise
God, you're so
God.
Awesome.
Yes, he is.
He's so awesome. He will do it. He did it before, and he'll do it again.
Yes, he will.
Do it again. So, awesome. So God says, that was a burden to my spirit. And God says, He says, I'm going to end that burden. That's what
Amen.
God says. He says, I'm going to take away your burden. That's
praise
what God will do. If you trust Him and you believe in Him, He'll take
right.
away the burden. He will take
Amen.
That burden away.
Amen.
But you got to trust Him. You got to trust Him.
Got to trust Him all the way.
Yeah, all the way. Can't trust Him no halfway. You got to trust Him all the way. Yeah. I'm going to open the line if anyone wants to come on in and encourage. A few people still on the line. You can come on in and encourage a woman of God. I'll put myself on mute because I'm still making noise here. And if anybody wants to encourage a woman of God, if not, we're going to have her pray us out. And we'll see you all on tomorrow.
Amen. That's right.
Okay, nobody's seeing that, so Apostle, go ahead and clear. Close this up. Please.
I'll do it. Praise God.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Thank you, God. Amen. Amen. Deacon, you have something to say before we close out?
Amen.
I just heard him come back in. We don't want to leave you out if you want to have something to say. You have something to say.
Praise God. I want to say praise the Lord. Praise God for you. Thank God for the word. Thank God. Thank God the word went forth today. I couldn't bear help too good. So much. In and out, but I thank God I had an opportunity to come hear the word this morning. I just really thank God on the word what I heard. It's an awesome word of God. And I just really truly thank God that I was able to hear it on today. Also blessed word what I heard. I just thank the Lord on the word, what I heard today. And I really truly enjoy it on today. I can't, a lot of time I can focus a lot. A lot of time I get my mind being busy a lot all the time, being caught up, being tired of doing something. But a lot of times, I just truly thank God everything would have been said on today. And I was hearing what you were talking about. I heard you say Proverbs chapter 3, verse 5 and 6, about trust the Lord, lead not to our understanding. But we always have to trust the Lord. We have to trust God. And one thing about it, I always say it, I'm not a person like to all the time speak. I can only speak differently. I can speak how God made me, how he wants me to speak. That's the way I need to be. To speak on my own. To speak how God made me. Not like somebody else. But I focus on how God made me. And there's one thing about it. I ain't trying to be no, I ain't the best speaking person in the world. I just do what the God asked me, what I need to be. And I'm not going all through that. And there's one thing about it. I'm not trying to be arrogant. I ain't trying to be childish. I'm not trying to be negative or none of that. I ain't trying to be that. Because I want God made me who he made me who I am. That's who he say I am. I'm not none of it. A lot of us want to be put on for a show. But I'm just not that. And there's one thing about it. It's one thing about God. A lot of us want to be a show put on, and that's the way we are. A lot of us want to. I don't want to be heard. I don't want to be seen. I don't want to be none of that. But a lot of times if we do what the word of God tells us what to do, we'd be better. But I'm not trying to say that about nobody. But I never was a person like to say that about nobody. You heard me say a lot of times. Then I had to examine my own self. Examine myself. That's what I do. I examine my own self. But a lot of times we get things twisted, we get things so messed up, get things so jacked up on ourselves so much. You know, sometimes that's not where it all should be. That's not the way God wanted. And that's why a lot of times we get things ahead of ourselves. And that's why a lot of times that's why God only sets high, he only sets low. That's kind of God is a special person, who he is, who he really is. But one thing about it, I thought that if I was stuttering real bad, only God had to release it, lose my tongue. That was God done. If I didn't really think that way, but only God really done that in my life. Only Jesus done that. I didn't do it on my own. God did. I didn't do it. God did that. God did it. No one done it. Ain't nobody did it. Ain't nobody. But we look at everybody else like we're watching everybody else, but we can't even watch our own. See, I can't look at everybody and watch you about what you did, because I don't need to know. So that's not me not to know.
that's not up to me. But on what I need to be doing, what I need to be spend time, I need to spend time with more prayer. Why I try to watch somebody else. But then if I know my life ain't where it ought to be, if I'll be trying to. And one thing about it, one thing I can say, ain't nobody then bring me on the trust line. Ain't nobody then I can come on my own. I came on when God brought me on the line. And one thing about it, coming on to the trust line, no one to bring me on. I came on my own. No one to bring me. God woke me up. He woke us up this morning too. We didn't give up on our own. God woke us up this morning. God woke us up. We doing our own. God did it. I ain't doing my own either. God did it. Like I always said, I gotta look at my own. My own fault. Look at my own self. Or I look at somebody else. And see, one thing about it. Ain't nobody got to make me get a life, but I better get my own life. Like I need to go check myself. That's right. I need to check my own self. Ain't nobody gonna check it for me. I got to check it on my own. That's right. Check my own self. That's right. And that's the truth. Ain't nobody got to make me change. Nobody. I can check my own. Same about growing. I need to grow up too. Ain't nobody got to make me grow up. I got to grow up on my own. And that's the truth. And that's why we, one thing about it. It's one thing I don't like a lot of things. Yeah, I know sometimes it'd be hard for me to make rambling on the wood. Be hard for me. But it ain't never hard for nobody. But the one thing about it, if I cause a problem, then that's when they'll say, well, in that, I don't want to do that. I don't cause no problem to nobody. And I don't believe in hurting nobody. I don't believe that. But what I need to believe, I need to believe what God can do. That's what I need to start doing, believe what God can do. Not what I think I'm doing my own. And that's the truth. Yeah, that's right. I always gotta look at myself first. That's right. Ain't nobody gonna check it for me. Like I learned it on my own. But I just thank God on the word. I thank God for what I truly heard on this morning. I thank God that I know we're running late on today, but I think believe the word went forward today. The word of God went forward. The word, that one thing about the word got to come forward. The word of God got to go forward. And I just thank God that I was able to come and hear the word. Now, if I couldn't regularly on the message, even though I can always try. I can always try to do better next time. I don't speak for myself. I can't speak for nobody. I can try and speak. And do better. Do on my own. Do better. And one thing about it, I'm not trying to be so like I'm too good. I'm so pat on myself. I'm so all about myself that I'm too good. I'm too good and all that. I can sit up and talk about all I do is surround and just talk about is here, sit up and and what I don't talk about, what nobody don't want to hear. That one thing about it, I'm glad I want to hear the word of God. I'm glad I want to hear it. I'm glad I like to hear the word of God. If one to sit up be talking, hey, that's on me. That's I'm not saying, I don't say the name. I'm not gonna say it. But I can only know, I can only hear. But I don't know what I can speak. I can speak for myself. Can't nobody speak for me. I can speak for on my own. I can't speak for nobody. I can speak on my own. I just thank God on the word. I just thank God for what I heard this morning. I thank God that I heard something this morning. Maybe next time I get my mind right. Talk about regularly on the word than what I heard. Maybe I do better next time. I do better next time. Maybe I do better regularly on the word next time. But I just really enjoyed what I heard. It was an awesome word of God. And I really, I truly enjoyed what had been said. Because there was one thing about it. I really truly, there's one thing about it. Preaching for the word of God, and one thing to continue to do, let the God continue to use you. Let God continue to speak to you. And that's what he called you to do. You doing his work, because you is his servant. No matter what, who don't want to hear it, you preach the word. You preach it. Who get mad with you? They're like you and probably Billy Bo. Whoever get mad, they don't have to get mad, because the word don't go forward. So God called you. No one called you. No one done it but Jesus. We got to go on as servants. We got to go on as servants. We got to go on to do the word of God. We got to go on. We got to go on. We got to go on. And one thing about it, I won't be telling you, but see, I'm not like some folks tell you in the ugly way. I'm not gonna do it, because I'm gonna tell you to help lift you up. I'm gonna tell you to give you a lot of encouragement. So yeah, you know I do. And I'm not like everybody. I say I wish everybody to come and encourage you, but they ain't on. But they not here. But I bet you, if it was a lot of foolishness, yeah, it would be a lot of mess. But ain't no time for no foolishness.
Amen. No time for the foolishness. I don't know. Are you still there, Deacon? Phone might be about to kick out again. Might not be the phone. It's just quiet.
Brother Deacon still there. He may have got called back to do an install on something. It'll work.
Mm-hmm.
But he's still there.
Off. Yeah, well, we'll just pray and close out.
Okay, Apostle.
Right,
we'll talk when I get home from this job, okay?
Sure. Praise God. Amen. Thank you, Lord, for this word today. Thank you, Lord, for all the people who came and listened. Thank you, Lord, for those who got saved today, for those who came back today to you. Thank you, Lord. We thank you, Lord, that you brought us to this line and you gave us a sound mind, God, to understand your word. Lord, you gave us what we need to be here today. You give us what we need all the time, Lord, and we just thank you. And Father, you know those that we don't know, and you know what they have, they stand in need of. God, we ask you to supply all their needs, God. Lord, into your riches and glory by Christ. Thank you for that, Lord. We ask God to supply every soul. Lord God, to destroy every chain Lord God, we ask you to destroy every curse. Every word that was spoken, every ill word spoken, God, we ask you to destroy it. We ask you to destroy the ill work and the wicked things of the enemy, God. And, oh, God, for everything that he tries to do to keep us hindered in our walk, God, that it won't work in the name of Jesus. Because you are fighting our battles for us, God, we know it won't work. And that you're working all things out for our good. For those that love you, for those called according to your purpose, God, we know it's working for our good. We thank you for your people. We thank you for those that are to come to the kingdom. Lord, we ask you to bless our family, our entire families, God, our community, Lord, your church, our homes, oh God. Thank you for the angels you've given us, Lord. We thank you for it, God. Thank you, you've given us the power to trample upon the serpent, oh God. Thank you, Lord, in the name of Jesus. We pray for the sick, we pray for the poor, we pray for the hungry, God. Lord, they all need your help. We all need your help, God. Have mercy on us all. In the name of Jesus Christ. Have mercy, Father, on those, Lord God, that are doing wrong. Have mercy on them, God. Let them hear you. Let them see you. Let them walk. Put them on the path of righteousness in the name of Jesus Christ. And, Father, we thank you for touching us all. With your word, God, we've been touched. Thank you, Lord. In the mighty, matchless name of Jesus, we pray for Apostle God, for him to get through this day and that the day be prosperous for him, Lord. In the name of Jesus, Lord, that you keep him safe on the job, that you keep Deacon safe on the job, and all of your people who are working, God. You keep them safe in the work environment, Father. That you have your way with them even on the job, Lord. Wherever your people are, God, we ask you to keep them. And, oh, Father, keep us coming, Lord. Keep us hungry. Keep us thirsty, Lord. In the name of Jesus Christ, God. We will always want more of you, Lord. And none of the world. In the name of Jesus Christ, we pray. We thank you. Father, we ask that Pastor Millie and her family get back home safe. And all you people that are traveling, God, we pray for your mercy on the road, in the air, and on the water. On the trains, oh God. Wherever they're traveling, God, we need your mercy. We need your grace. In the name of Jesus, Lord. Father, we thank you. Father, we thank you, God, and asking you, Lord, in advance. We thank you, God, for open doors of opportunity for ministry, Lord. In the name of Jesus, Lord. Because, God, we know that once you've given us an assignment, God, that you've already provided for us, Father. So, Father, we're praying for manifestation. Manifestation, Father God, for all that we need to do your will. More of it, Lord. More of it, Lord, to get what needs to be done. In the name of Jesus, God. For those struggling ministries, oh God, we ask you, oh God, to lift them up. That they give you their cares to you, Lord. That they humble before you. That you lift them up, God, and take them to where they need to be in the ministry. Bring increase to ministries. Increase the finances. Increase in our relationships, oh God. More of you in every area of our lives, Lord. In the name of Jesus Christ, we pray. We thank you. Father, until the next time, we meet again. Father, we know we won't leave without your presence, for you are with us always, you said. Never leave us nor forsaken us. So we thank you for that, God, that we're never alone. In the name of Jesus Christ, we pray. Glory to your name, Jesus. And we all say amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Thank you so much, amen. Apostle.
You're welcome.
Bless. Quiet day until we talk this evening. In the name of Jesus, thank you for that powerful word again. All right, God bless. Bye-bye.
God bless. Amen. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.